about Big LA. Bastards, patrol sign, but they can't get their asses. Besides, we can't let.
Yo, is this
What up? Welcome to the Stoney's Bud Show. I got a guest right here that I'm so stoked to have in the booth. You are at the Boarding House Podcast Studio, and we got Nate Bozon here.
What camera am I looking at?
Which all of them. Your camera right there.
Okay, we got
this guy right there.
What up,
that's you. Nate Bozon, though, if you're not familiar, we did interview Nate at the Bomb Hole. Do you know what episode that was? You know what number?
I have no idea.
I don't know what number, but if you go to the Bomb Hole, there is a episode on Nate Bozon. We can get his full story. This is more of just a catch up with him, see how he's been doing. It's been about 2 years since we did the interview. But a quick summary, this guy has one of the few snowboarders to become a multi-millionaire from his snowboarding. It was kind of fashion related because it was...
We spent that shit quick.
he multi-millionaire to a multi-not millionaire, up and down, peaks and valleys. This guy's done it though, man. He's owned brands. He started a board company, filmed videos. He was sponsored, part of the Forum crew, which is no joke. He was like the next dude on deck, right?
Yeah, I was... I don't know what I was. There was
you were there. You were poised the Forum ninth.
The unofficial, yeah.
He was the unofficial ninth. Yeah, right, the ninth. But he's done it. He's Nate Bozon. He is a legend in snowboarding and just in life, man. Stoked to catch up. Stoked to have you here. How you doing, Big Doug?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me, bro.
Dude, so good to have you here.
Good to get out of the mountains and come down to the city and get a little socializing.
City life, dude. Kind of sketchy when you've been up in the mountains, huh?
Yeah, but I mean, not really. I mean, it's just there's just a lot of people.
A lot of people, yeah.
There's a lot of people out there.
Let's paint a picture of like where you're living now, because I don't really know, but I hit you up. You were snowed in for some days. You couldn't even come here.
I'm up in the mountains, bro. Where we should be. So we're up in like I've been up in the High Uintas. So working at this place, Riverbend Ranch. What up, Thomas? I want to give a shout out to Thomas and Vinny. What up, that's Berkside? Loud. Yeah, we got the horns.
Loud but, horn right there.
Yeah, we've just been. This dude is making a private for him and his buddies, like a private resort kind of thing. It's kind of like Park City Powder Cats.
Wow.
Yeah, so I just kind of fell into
this. Does he have lodging for the people that are coming through?
New. It's still in the beginning phases, so it's going to be like a nice little... from what I hear, there's going to be like little huts that they can like rent and stuff.
Oh, sick, like single yurt style.
Yeah, kind of like Airbnb stuff. I mean, I don't really know, but it's pretty cool because I got in chainsawing and like doing... Pretty much we're just designing the runs, you know, on this dude's mountain.
Did they give you an outline or are you guys just doing your thing?
Well, because we were already riding it before with my boy Andy. And then this... Yeah, what up, Berkside? And Connor. And then... he just kind of hired us because we already rode it. And the dude just bought the land. And yeah, we've just been... You already kind of know the runs, but it's like...
You from where the mountain flows. Is that like as the ball rolls?
Exactly.
Like
I mean, if you shred, you're going to look down the mountain and be like, what's the best way you're going to go? And that's going to be the first line you cut. You know what
and
I mean?
Just so, chainsawing down and making
all
runs.
Day long. Yeah, it's fucking fun as shit, dude.
Do you guys get to name them? And like,
he wants us to name some of the runs, but we've only named like three runs so far.
D's like, nuts? Like, you got anything
no,
going?
No, I haven't even named. Like, I kind of was leaning on like Bojack Alley,
dude,
or something.
That was great. Your name is just great to involve in at least. You got to have at least one. I'd say two or three, personally.
One, I mean,
how many runs are there going to be?
We're shooting for 20. So, dude, right now,
I'd say three with your name attached. Let's go.
I mean, it's just up to the boss. You know what I mean? So. You know, I just fucking shred the runs and cut them in the summer. You know,
Bozrek Alley,
Bozrek Alley. I was thinking of that, or like I wanted to do some like Soho, or just some, I don't know.
Dude, I bet you're a very creative person, dude. I bet you'd come up with the sickest.
But it's
names.
It's not all me. He kind of wants to give me some creative stuff, but it's just up to them because it's still all the beginning phases. You know, so
early.
We're just kind of testing it out. You know,
did he say when they want to open, that kind of thing?
I mean, he's already had buddies out. Like, he just left. I've never met the dude, but supposedly he's stoked on it, you know, because we had to stop. We didn't get anywhere near to what we could have got done.
Yeah.
But so he's hyped. Just rode the runs for the first time. Yeah, and he's hyped, yo. So,
well, you got a snow cat up there?
He's got a snow cat, and there's snowmobiles and, like, the side-by-sides with the tracks on it.
Dude.
So they all have all the toys. You know what I mean? Everyone up there has got all the toys. And
how did you fall into this? Like, how did Maples all get here?
I was up in Montana. First, I was in Idaho. So after I talked to you guys.
Okay, you left our studio. I remember you were headed to peel potatoes or something.
Yeah, I went up to do potatoes. I hung out with, what up, Josh? Vista Valley. What? So we went up there. I went up there, and yeah, it was just, I look back on it, and I'm like, I was just kind of driving around with, like, a chicken with its head cut off, kind of.
Dude,
you know
left
I mean?
Us
like,
in a rough state. You just lost your mom.
Yeah, and I just You're drove from man. New York. Yeah, yeah, I was a little emotional. Like, losing a family member is pretty tough. You
well,
know?
Your mom, but, dude, that's the hardest. That's a that's yeah, the, it's the top.
You know, like we were talking earlier, like, I still miss her every day, but yeah. It's more of like, you just learn to, I don't wish it upon anyone, but it's like a.
So we all
I was
to
definitely
go
in a weird place, but, you know, we're good. We keep it trucking.
Yeah.
We keep it.
When you also kind of didn't know your destination, let's say.
It's just a weird. It's, yeah, everything just, it was crazy. But, yeah. You know, we keep it trucking. We just keep it shredding. Thanks to my friends like Tanner and Melissa let me stay up there and Josh in Idaho. And, like, I've just kind of been trying to find my way.
And to have,
you know,
people
I mean?
To bounce off of like that, it's awesome, dude.
Yeah, it's cool.
Taking you in and let you figure your shit out.
And so Tanner's never up in Montana, so I was up there, and there was a point, he's never there, so I'm in the, up by Canada, right? And my car broke down.
Canada, so all the way up
there. I was 50 miles from Canada, and
damn, son.
I didn't see a human for 4 months, bro. I was just sitting on his driveway in my Jeep, like, walking around, hunting stuff, like...
You were broken down for 4 months?
4 months, yeah. And then homie wasn't there, so I was
How
just...
How did you eat?
Well, thank God for Darla. Darla, what up? Thanks, Darla. Tanner's mom finally came through because I ran out of food, and then she came through and brought me some food.
You were like...
And I was like, fuck,
you
I'm
brought
fucked.
Food, so you knew...
Well, I had or food you were just before, prepared. But I was prepared. But, I mean, after a month, you kind of run out.
Dude,
like,
you had a month
you can't,
and your dog with you.
I had my dog, but the thing is my I lost my wheels, so, like...
Oh, man.
I couldn't drive to get anything
new. You
couldn't
new. Go get food.
It's not like you're in the city and you could just
There's
go
no
to
DoorDash.
The bodega. Yeah, no. The fucking Ubers didn't even go out to where he was. So,
damn, dude.
I came out of there. My boy, Berkside, he's like, yo, come down. And that's where I've been kind of lurking around because I broke down.
Darla got you set up, though. She got your wheels going or helped got you
well,
to a place where you could
thanks
do
Thanks to
thing.
My dad. My dad, I still owe my dad. So, what up, Dad? I owe,
hey, Daddy
you for, I owe you for that Jeep, bro. But that's why we're trying to sell some goggles and some...
We'll let
here,
you know,
you know
as we go some projects Bozong's got going on because he just laced me up with some sunglasses that are dope. We'll grab those next time we take a break.
From the Gucci factory, Italy.
But yeah,
bro.
They're
Diamond
looking
Dawn
sick.
Sunglasses. What up?
We'll let y'all know where to get those, but he just laced me with a pair and they are dope. So your dad helped you a little bit.
So we got out of there. I came back down here and I just came to visit because I kind of didn't know where I was going. I was just gypsy and then...
You're a good looking gypsy though, dog. It's good,
right.
Good
I mean, it's been that way since 17. Like, mm-hmm. People don't get it. Like, I would go places, and the team would leave, and I would stay until mm-hmm. the country kicked me out. You know, I remember calling you when I wrote Techno. I'm like,
yo,
I'm in Australia,
yeah,
bro.
I'm stuck.
I'm like, yo, can you forward me that money?
I remember that, dude. You needed to get. You're no way to get out of there. You stayed behind.
Long story short, that story you put it into Edwina's fucking account, and I guess I got the money. And a year later, like she called. She's like, yo, I had like. Australian IRS people showing up. They're like, who's this dude? And that's been living in us. Yeah, dude, it was crazy.
They were like, why is there money for this dude? What's going on?
Yeah, who is this fucking gringo in our country, you know? They customs used to love me all the time, you know?
Bet, dude. Your customs dream.
Oh, but I never had clothes. They'd be like, why? You've been here like 6 months, bro. Where's all your stuff? And I'm like, I gave it all away. Like, I'd always just have like a scarf or like a belt.
And no
like,
luggage.
And no luggage. Just everything gave away.
Damn.
Just a backpack full of stuff. Like, no board. I was like, I ain't bringing this board back.
And that's such a big red light for them. As someone
even,
that, like, is smuggling drugs or
this,
whatever.
Yeah, this is before I even had face tattoos, you know?
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Damn, dude.
They didn't like me.
But, dude, kids would get stoked. You leave them behind your gear, dude?
That's oh, hell
huge.
Yeah. That's, like, half the battle, you know what I mean? These kids aren't ever... If
that's why they
those
love
those countries, it's like... I don't know if the product will even make it there,
Facts.
You know? So here you go.
And they talk about it still, I'm sure, dude.
I still remember it to the day when I was sitting in Greece with Maddie. What up, Maddie? Home Rex.
You guys, that's right. Greece got snow, dude. And you guys shredded Greece.
Yeah, it did. It got snow, but I was sitting there, and I remember sitting there. We were like by the Acropolis in this tourist area, and this little kid walked by with a Jeff shirt on. I was like, oh fuck. As that was the first time I'd seen it from overseas.
Matt, where'd you get it?
I have no idea. It was just a tourist kid from overseas. That was probably from the States.
Oh, okay.
Shredded, you know? So he just looked like he was a shredder kid. So, I mean.
Seeing your stuff out in a place like that is pretty cool.
Huh? And I mean, yeah, it's cool, you know? It is cool, you know? And it's. I look back and I'm like, well, how'd that work so much? And it's because I was always traveling at the time, you know? So
going everywhere.
I was getting like free marketing just from me talking to people.
And you don't even like to say the name complete.
Yeah, no, I say Jeff, bro.
I finally put that together.
Yeah, Jeff. I say Jeff, bro. I don't even. So it's like sick, an ex-wife, dude. Bro. We don't talk about that.
Yes, I love that, but, dude. Why pump it up?
Yeah, so
it worked though because it was funny. It wouldn't work again if you did the same thing. It wouldn't work. Everyone always asks that, like, hey, can I just do? If you meet a rich person, you're like, what did you do? How did you do it?
It's just kind of, you look back and it just kind of falls in place. Yeah. It's kind of like,
you got to do it your way.
Yeah. It's kind of like when you meet a chick, it always just works out. But when it doesn't. And the more, if like you try to do something, like it won't work.
Yeah.
You know, like shit just kind of falls into place.
And the same thing will never quite work like that again. And you guys just had all the right things come together. But you're right. You were all over the place.
That was half the thing because I was doing the tour and like snowboarding 365. So everywhere I went, everyone I talked to and hung out with, it was just free promotion giving away
worldwide.
And I'm like, think about it now because I'm like, what's missing? Like, why can I do it? And I'm like, well, for one, I don't like to really socialize anymore because I kind of quit partying. Well, I did quit partying.
Yeah,
and I just kind of stay away from everyone in the mountains. So. I was like, well, so I took that away, you know, so I'm not out running around like a chicken with my head cut off, promoting,
meeting
people like
24/7.
Billboard.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, so it's like, because I still like doing the clothes and shit, but it's like, it's not really paying the bills. I'll get like a hoodie a month sold, you know, kind of. But after the last one, though, the last podcast we did, because I was still making the hoodies and shit, I got a bunch of orders.
Sick, dude. The stuff is dope.
I think it was like $5,000 worth of shit. But
damn.
I put all that money in and made snowboards, and I made 8 boards.
Boards are expensive.
Yeah, they're expensive. So they cost us, but they're handmade in Colorado by Dave. What up, Billboarder Dave? I'm still trying to make more. Holla.
Dude, what? They're like $1,000 a piece?
I sold 2 for $1,000 a piece, yeah.
Damn.
And the other ones, I kept 2. I gave, and then I gave 3 away.
Damn,
or 2
dude.
Away. My math's bad, but
and you must have paid what, like $500-$600?
It was $500 a piece because they're made in Colorado by Dave, and he made his own machine and everything.
Oh,
they're
really?
Good, and that's the board I'm still riding because I refuse to ride it. You know, I'm like, I'm gonna ride it until
the wheels
I can get him to make me another one. You know, like I'm trying to get more made. So
damn, dude, and you gave those other 3 away too. People didn't realize what you put into it.
Berkside's got one. So Jordy and James, what up, Jordy and James? They bought the first 2 for $1,000 a piece.
That's
I don't
so
think
sick.
Anyone's real. I mean, I think there was a Japan company that sold for $1,000, but I was like, yo, that was pretty cool. I got 2.
Dude, I think that's sick, man.
Kate just told me today that she was getting her board. So I made 2 162 powders with this with this graphic on
that
it.
That graphic's
right?
So sick.
And James bought one of them, and then I gave the other one to Kate because she's on it. And she was just getting it shipped to Costa Rica, and I guess it just got lost.
No!
And I was like, motherfucker, dude.
Seriously?
So there's only one left now. But
dude, a board like that is sitting somewhere in like an airport.
That's what I'm saying.
Or something.
And I wanted to ride that board so fucking bad.
Dude.
And I'm like, so I'm probably going to have to try and buy it back from James if I ever get money again. But
maybe they'll give it to you.
Well, we're going to try and collect some insurance on it, I guess.
Yes, there is insurance.
She's like, didn't you? So either way, I was like, say it's $10,000.
Yeah.
I was like, it's like an art piece. It's like an art painting.
It is,
you know,
dude. That's art. That is art right there. Is St. Bozrock still going?
Yeah, Bozrak's always going.
But the Saint, where it says Saint, you still have that going?
Yeah, I still have that. It's just Saint Bozrak. We're not in business. We're not ever out of business.
Dude, when I look up your shit on Instagram, there's like kids that have part of your handle, and it's hard to know you're the real one or not.
Yeah, shit's all over the place, bro, and they deleted my 2 main accounts.
They did? How come?
I think I was talking too much shit.
Really?
Yeah.
They That's harsh, dude.
Well, because it was like, I was just talking shit on Ukraine and a bunch. It's just,
oh, with the shit going on in Ukraine.
It was politics stuff, you know, because.
Well, so
So we try not to be political anymore.
So you were broken down up north. You're driving down. I think that's where
I got fixed, right? Yep. I get it fixed, and I drive all the way to Andy's house, and I break down right when I get to his driveway. And then it snows, and I'm like, whoa, bro. Because you got a snowmobile up to his house, right?
Oh, so okay. You can't in the winter.
I got literally snowed in his house, and I was like, whoa. And we tried to fix my Jeep. Like, dude, I owe that kid so much, dude. Fuck. So pretty much, I ended up staying at his house, and he's got a little snowboard park on the side.
You two were fixing it?
What's that?
The two of you were fixing it?
Yeah, because he's a mechanic. Like, not a mechanic, but he's like a moto dude, and he knows how to do all that shit, you know?
Fixing side-by-sides.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I've been trying to learn, but it's hard, you know? But
dude.
So now I'm still kind of up there. I still got to go back to Montana, but...
How long ago was it you broke down there?
It was last winter. It was pretty much this time last
winter. A year. Dude.
Yeah, a year ago.
It sounds to me it's like divine intervention, dude, to break down in a place like that where all of a sudden...
Well, my Jeep was toast, bro, and the shocks... And so finally, my boy Connor had to finally... Because I'd just go down because the only place I'd get Wi-Fi was in the parking lot, right? Because it's up in the mountains. And I'd just be sitting in this little parking lot and... My boy Connor's like, yo, why don't you come help me work, blah, blah, blah. And I kept saying, nah.
How long have you
had something against
lot?
Work, you know? I haven't worked forever, pretty much my whole life, so snowboarding don't count.
Yeah, if it's fun, you never work a day in your life, right?
But I got all stoked on it, and finally I just went up and started doing it, and I was like, oh, hell yeah, this is... So I got my Jeep fixed, I got my shocks fixed, just shit I've been needing to do. And, yeah, we're just going to keep it trucking. I got the best runs so far of the year. Like, we're just getting powder runs, like private.
And you just rolled into this life.
On accident. I was thinking today, getting runs, I was like, dude, this is an open field, not one track, and we're getting powder run. And I'm like, how?
It's like a dream.
I'm like, yeah, my mom's looking out for me. I'll tell you that much, bro. Like,
yeah, sounds like you're just rolling and things are happening, dude. I can't believe you were broken down for 4 months without even seeing a human.
I didn't see a human. And, like, thank God they got Amazon because... And I figured out that Amazon, because before even Darla came out, I had this other chick. She sent me some Top Ramen. She was at New York, my friend New York.
Drone come by or something?
Yeah, dude, they would come by in like a four-wheel drive.
For
like,
real?
It was not a normal FedEx truck.
They like pinned you where you were on your phone or something?
Well, because I realized, because I saw one of his neighbors. There was like, his neighbor's probably like a mile away.
Yeah.
But you have to go down the same street. But I saw a FedEx guy come by once.
You're like,
and I was like,
come.
Oh, shit. I think I can actually get a FedEx out here.
Dude.
Thank God. Because I literally just got two packs of ramen. So I was eating ramen for
like
4 months
big old
straight.
Packs?
Like the big ones, you know, with the triple stack, quad stacks.
And your dog's eating ramen, too? You guys are just loving
I actually
life.
Did. I actually was. There was a point where I ran out of food for her. And I was feeding her ramen with me. And then I got a... I got a crate of beans sent, bro.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Beans and ramen?
It was probably like 200 pounds worth of beans.
Dude, the dogs love
from
that.
Amazon.
From
you know,
Amazon.
You know you can order food?
Amazon will sell you anything, dude. They're kind of the shit.
They kind of are the shit, but they're kind of pieces
someone,
of shit.
It's not Amazon that actually sends it to you. It's like some dude who sells beans.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Just, so, it's just everything's easy to get these days. You know,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, just like we were talking with, if you're a guy that makes clothing, you can make anything right now.
Well, anything. Everyone can make anything. You know what I mean? Like, everyone's, it's like a perfect screen print, a perfect, you know, blah, blah, blah.
And you can do.
That's why my shit, I just add a stripe. And the whole thing is from snowboarding. So when you sit down, your fucking shit don't fly up. You know what I mean? So
that's why you do that.
So it all started with, like, I like length, you know, so it hangs out. And
yes.
Because
it'll
freeze. The fashion right now in snowboarding, I don't really pay attention, but it's like the balloon look, you know, with the big MC Hammer pants kind of shit, with the tight shirt.
Something's gone wrong.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
I don't know. I don't really pay attention.
Maybe we're out of touch. I don't know, but it's like something veered a weird way. It'll find its way again, though.
Yeah, I mean, people were saying that probably when I came out, too.
Dude, for sure.
So
man.
They're like, what is this shit? Yeah.
For sure. And that's the same thing. Like with Tech Nine, we had all the baggy shit going on, and people were like, what is that? I mean, before that, it was a big jean fantasy.
How are these gangster guys up in the mountains? Oh.
Before that was the jeans, like you were talking. Yep. And now, dude, the jeans were insane.
I should have just ride in jeans, dude. I'm like, I don't need to put in a... I don't ride that much to put on a pair of pants. I'm not
dude, spray that coating on?
I'm not climbing Everest right now, you know, so...
So you're just getting, hanging out, doing your thing, making runs right now.
Just doing runs, like testing it out. And I think he might hire me to do like head of like ski something or something. So it's all, everything's in the mix.
This could turn into a cool job.
Yeah. I mean, it just, yeah, and it just started out just chainsawing, and I wasn't even really trying to do that.
You ever use a chainsaw before that?
Never before that, no. Now we kill it at it, you know? It's fun, but I enjoy it, dude. It's a whole.
When you look good, dude. You look like life suits you right now, dude. Like, your cowboy hat, dude, is a really good look. This version of Bo's Nuts right now is pretty awesome.
We got the Bo's Nuts tuxedo, you know? We got the tuxedo.
Dude, that's so good.
Everything,
man,
hanging off me. You know, I got my little bag, holsters.
I noticed that. Did you make this holster?
I made everything on me except this hat.
Do you normally have some guns loaded up in there?
Always.
You got one right now.
Oh, yeah.
Bam, dude.
Oh, yeah, it's loaded one in the chamber all the time.
That's how it works. Yeah. And then Utah, that's legit. That's legal.
It's a constitutional carry state. So
even your gun is all tricked out in Bozung style.
Yeah, right. I art everything up, bro. And I made a little dangler leash for it so it don't fall out.
Dude, you're the modern-day cowboy.
We're trying, you know. It's not even I'm trying. I'm just, I don't know.
You're living your life, dude, where it takes you.
You can do anything you want. You know? And I figure, why not, you know?
You happy?
Yeah, I'm very happy.
You seem like you're happy.
I'm very happy.
You seem like you're a lot happier than last time we hung out. And I know you just lost someone at that point, but you just were like looking for meandering, trying to find where life is taking you.
Yeah, it's a weird one. Losing a family, it's a weird one, you know? But yeah, no, I'm happy.
But even beyond that layer, though, you know, you were just kind of trying to cruise.
It's just, it puts you in a, you're just, it's weird.
Yeah.
You're like, what is life kind of type shit, you know what I mean?
There's
like,
a lot to figure out.
It makes you really double think what's going on.
For real, dude. You're just like, and maybe you'll never figure it out, but hopefully.
I mean, like I say, you don't figure it out till you die.
That's what some say.
You
can
stay here,
word,
you
can
fight with everyone about your little shit or that. No one knows until you're dead, you won't know.
Then you know what's up,
or it's whatever. I mean, I don't know.
Big enlightening moment, you know? I hope.
Yeah, right?
It's crazy, dude. And I think all you can do is just try to be happy until then, you know?
And it's, you
it's
know,
about people and relationships and just doing, being happy.
I mean, I literally, it seems like all the fun stuff, I had to quit. Just, you know, it's not.
Is that the party stuff?
Everything. Like, you know, drinking, we're almost 6 years. It'll be 6 years on my birthday.
Damn, dude, you've been drinking 6 years?
Not a drop. It's my biggest trick yet of my life.
Do you know, think of all the hangovers you've avoided.
Dude, that's literally the best thing about not drinking. I used to wake up so hungover, puking, like I couldn't even start my day until like I had like two whiskeys in me.
And as you're an adult, those hangovers, man.
Well, I mean, it was fine because it was cool.
Unless you drink.
Well, it was cool because I always was just kind of like a broke snowboarder, right?
Yeah.
So you don't really have money to, you know, unless you're like team managers buying you a drink or something. You're not really sitting there like, rah.
And when they do, you're like, let's take advantage of this.
As soon as you have money, though, and you're like, whoop, all your little habits go up fucking 100-fold,
yeah, they're like,
bro.
Ding,
and you're just like,
I got money.
I'm like, I really never had a problem until I had money.
Until I had money. More money, more problems.
Yeah, 100%, bro, 100%. So.
There's some truth in those statements, dude.
I mean,
and
people,
I guess I'm the same way.
I mean, people would be talking shit after the bomb hole thing. They're like, oh, whatever, loser. You just spent all that money. I'm like, dude, you don't
get
it.
Were people talking shit?
A couple kids, but it doesn't bother me. You know what I mean? I'm like, until you make a million, spend it. Like, then you talk to me, whatever. But and that's not the money was that. Like, I look back, and that was the worst part of my life. You know what I mean?
Shit got complicated.
Yeah, real complicated. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, so, people also don't realize how fast you can spend money, realistically.
You can literally no matter the amount, you could spend it in one day. You know what I mean?
And it trips me out. Yeah, if you were to get like 50K tomorrow, it's gone because there's old bills. There's old.
That would instantly be gone because I'd instantly go buy more snowboards, bro.
You just instantly. Yeah, you have these dreams you're trying to. And it seems like a lot of money, but the truth is, man, it just evaporates.
It's no matter how much you have, it all goes.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's why when you meet those true, really rich people, they are like misers, dude.
Oh, yeah.
They won't even go out to dinner, dude. Oh, they're like, just because they know how fast it can disappear.
And you won't even know. So they'll be dressing crappier than I do. You know what I mean? A lot of the most wealthiest dudes I know, you would never know.
The shittiest car.
Yeah. Shittiest car. They don't re-up everything. They're all stingy. They're like, yo, you're going to pay me that 25 cents extra?
You
paid
still
extra
owe me
tomatoes.
50 cents from dinner 3 weeks ago. It's like, dude, you got $7 million.
But then there's the nice ones, too, that like throw it
that
around,
share.
Too. You know, that share.
I think that's the key, dude, to share when you can, and it's going to come back to
you. Thank God for the Rasmus. For letting me stay at their house right now,
dude.
So,
for real, man.
You know, I want to give a big shout out. Thank you, guys.
That doing that kind of thing, but, man, is just clutch. I feel like that's the key to life, right there. Is just sharing what you can.
Stay positive and just kind of keep it trucking. You know what I mean? Like,
fuck yeah, dude.
In my case, I had to quit everything. Quit drugs. I mean, it wasn't drugs; it was drinking. So quit drinking.
That was your biggest vice.
Yeah, it was like everyone always thought I was on drugs, but I wasn't. It, like, dude, I was in countries where drugs you can't even
find.
Dude,
that's the thing they don't understand yet.
Like, bro.
You can't. A lot of those countries, yeah, and if you get caught, you lose an arm or something.
Dude, they'll fucking shoot you in most of them.
Or you go to jail for 6 years for a joint.
Yeah, I'm trying to
get
locked up abroad, bro, but no. Thank God I did.
You ever watch that show, like,
yeah,
Locked Up
Abroad? I did, and I would be like, holy shit, I fucking... Oh my God!
Never
dude.
Do
we
that.
Were wild, bro. We yeah. were wild. Like traveling with Rankweight back in the day. Like that was my
dude. Did you see what
that was like? My
he
older
just
brother.
Dropped some shit online. I don't know if you saw that.
Did he? He was just texting me the other day. He, me and Rankweight keep in touch every now and then. What up, Rankweight?
Yeah, and, what up? He just got sober.
Is he sober
yeah,
now?
Yeah, he
really?
Just did a podcast. What up, Mike?
What up, Mike?
We yeah. love you, dog. Good for you, man. Let's all link up, dude. We should have arranged it and hit him up, got him on a
we
screen right,
right
now. But yeah, he just got sober. He said he had a long time methamphetamine habit, and he fully had a podcast about it. And he got sober, and apparently he's doing. I think he's like 6 months.
Really?
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, from what I hear, that's a hard one to quit.
Yeah.
I mean, all those heavy shits, those are no joke. You know,
especially
what I mean?
You're out in Hawaii, and it's like I'm sure it's like a full. I think scene he's, and a psycho.
I think he's,
and,
when he hit me up, he's in New York now.
Oh, is he in
yeah,
New York?
He's in New York
dude,
now.
There's probably even crazy scene there. He's I don't even know where he was.
Yeah, then. He's like, come out here. And I'm like, bro, I don't think New York, I don't know if I
don't think
do.
You and Mike and New York together.
It just doesn't, it was good back when I did, but I got a dog now. I'm all.
You just show up to New York with your dog. Let's go.
I tried. That was the plan. You guys saw me right after it, dude. I left that place with my tail between my legs, bro. I was like, oh God!
They don't let you do that with a dog like that, dude.
Yeah,
that's
I mean, for a year, I just sat there and picked. You know, you got to pick up the shits when you walk.
Oh,
them,
true, huh?
You know, and I'm used to just opening the door and letting her run.
Yeah,
around.
Let them do their thing, dude. Yeah, in the mountains, so, dude, they just like go out and do their thing.
Half the time, that's why I stay in the mountains too. Is just for my dog, pretty much more than anything.
Dude, I always wondered how Trevor Andrews did it with Boo. That big old dog, dude.
You see, you got to have someone on the other side watching him. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, he had a big old
dog,
him once,
dude.
Yeah,
those
in
poops,
New York,
those,
too.
Yeah, those poops must be like...
In New York, too, and those little walking places they have are like... The little dog parks are like 10 feet.
I don't know how he did it. What kind of dog was that? It was a...
I think he had a big old Great Dane.
Great
is what it
Dane,
was.
That's what they're called.
Great Dane, yeah.
Those things are like... They're massive, dude. They're insane. I don't know how you do that in New York City. I think they don't like to move around a lot, though.
Yeah, I don't. I think they got like I'm not too sure about that breed, but I've known a couple of people with them. I think they get like
they're like couch dogs,
kind of. Yeah, they're not really.
They don't live
they're
that
just
long.
A big horse in your house.
Horse,
you
dude,
know,
for
it's
real.
A good guard dog, but I don't think they're the best runners.
Not the best runners, dude. I just saw TV show where someone had a cow living in their house. I was
really?
Tripping on that, like straight up living in there like it was their dog, and I was just like, that's insane.
That's pretty sick. I want to get a cow.
Dude, get a cow. Or there's that deal where they sell you the little pig and they tell you it's going to be a small pig. It's a micro pig.
And it's not.
There's no such thing as micro pigs.
Really?
I guess. That's what we've come to find out.
Really?
So
oh, so
anyone
they just
who
fully...
gets sold this micro pig, it turns into a freaking like 600-pound
pig. Wow.
It's like an old scam. Hey, I got this micro pig
this
for you.
What they do with all the alligators and snakes in Florida too. And
dude.
Fucking up the ecosystem.
That's a problem, dude. So what? Are you still getting time to build, make your clothing and do your thing?
Yeah, I do that. It's turned into like a hobby kind of now. It just keeps me... When I like getting orders, you know, but it takes money, you know, it takes money to make
you
money.
You
got to
just ramp up that online presence, I guess. If
I mean,
you're not traveling 365.
Well, I have the online store set up and it's just like normal prices, just kind of like weird graphics I like putting up. But it's mainly for me for when I'm driving.
Yeah.
Because I normally don't
you
have
You make your own clothes, basically.
I can, but I'm always driving around. So this is the first place I've been in since my mother's, you
Damn.
Know, 2 years when I was taking care of her, probably what, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 2022.
Yeah.
21, I mean.
Yeah, it's crazy. It goes by fast, huh?
Yeah, it goes by real fast.
It's 24 now.
So I haven't really been able to set up because it was hard. I like, you know, to set up, you got to like have walls. So I was sewing out of my tent a little bit just in the middle of nowhere. It was pretty fun. But
how you get the energy, the electricity?
I got a generator.
Sick,
so I got the
dude.
Full setup, you know. I can literally.
You're in a tent sewing clothing.
Yeah, it's not a tent. It's like a yurt. It's like one of those shift pods. So
sick,
it's like a $2,000 tent.
Oh, dude,
like,
those are insane.
It's actually the last thing I spent my money on because me and my mom.
Great
she,
investment.
She got me into hiking or camping again and. That's where I found my, like, it's just easier to be away from people and be sober type thing. So
yeah.
everything just lined up, and I'm like, that was the last of my millions, was buying the generator and that tent. And I was like, yo, Mom, I'm just going to be living like a gypsy. And it's weird having that conversation with your mother and knowing that, you know, they're not going to be there forever.
Yes.
And so when all that went down, I was like, fuck it, let's roll. This is what the plan was.
What'd your mom say about all that?
She's like, oh, that, you know, she's kind of like, okay, cool, you know. And she's always like, you're going to sew, yeah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah,
so,
blah.
We're doing it, you know, but it's like...
I'm sure she's not worried, wasn't worried about you. Dude, you always land on your feet.
I always, yeah. She's always like, geez, I don't know what it is with you, Nate, but you got angels looking out for you doing something.
Yeah, dude, always works out. It's like...
I mean, we're 42 now, so I mean...
Here you are, right?
I'm like, shit, bro, if you guys knew the half of it, I can't even say half this shit.
I love that you're still shredding like you are, dude, and just doing what you're doing.
It's what brings me happiness, you know what I mean? Like, regardless of the, like, whatever, the scene or any of that, like, the end of the day, that feeling you get, like, just today, I was like, I didn't snowboard for a week, and then I was, like, feeling all weird, and I just got the first, you're like, bro... It's like, rah, rah. You know that dude that was explaining surfing?
Dude.
He's like, rah, and then you pull down, rah, dude. It's that, bro. You don't know unless you know, and it's just
oh,
it's
the
just
feeling you
feeling.
Get when you're done riding and you're chilling and you're sore in the right way, the best
exactly.
way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know,
that's a feeling there.
It's a feeling, and that's what I've learned. It comes down in life. It's all about feelings, like getting that money in my account. It's a feeling.
Yeah.
Kissing that first girl, it's a feeling, you know.
Losing
that money is a feeling. When that card don't work, that's a feeling,
that's
bro.
A
I'll tell
feeling,
you that much.
Dude.
I'm like, all right, well, time to make some more, right?
And it's all part of the struggle of life, dude.
Exactly. You know, peaks, you know, not I call it peaks and alleys because I spend a lot of time in the cities, you know, peaks and alleys.
In those dark alleys, dude. Yeah. Rats the size of French bulldogs.
Oh, my God, dude.
They're trying to say that, like, those rats never bite anybody. I think that's bullshit.
Yeah, right, bro.
Those rats are crazy.
I was watching this scene the other day. This dude had some pet rats, though, and they were pretty smart. They were, like, running around. I mean,
they're pretty smart things, huh?
Yeah,
I'm not into rats.
Yeah, I'm not into them either, bro.
So out of all your travels, where's your spot? Where's, like, the best spot you went to?
Where I'm at right now.
Nice, dude.
Yeah, no, I mean... It's a different life.
You're not sleeping in your yurt right now, right?
No,
I was
doing it in the yurt, and then it flooded out, and then I like sleeping in the Jeep the most because it's, like, bear-proof and, like...
Nice.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you actually got some walls, but... So just before the winter, my boy Connor and his family let me move into their house. So
actual house.
An actual house. I actually have walls, and that's why I got the sewing machine set up, and we're just, you know... I get orders. I was making holsters and hoodies. I mean, I get orders, but they're not, like... It's not like enough to pay the bills.
Yeah, that's
you
the
know?
Thing. I feel like you got to get consistent, I don't know, 100 a month or something. That's a lot.
Yeah, you know.
Maybe
but then
not 100.
I could order 100 of them, but then you're sitting there just like on Canal Street, like, okay, now you got 100 things to sell. You know?
Dude, are they still down there on Canal Street after COVID? I wonder. Probably.
The last time I went down there, Canal Street's always bumping.
Yeah, and for the people that don't know, Canal Street's in New York City. You can go there and buy anything. Dude.
Anything like, fake, dude. The fake rollies. Didn't you get all
fake
the
watches, purses.
The I Love New York hoodies. That's why I was always down there.
I used to get bootleg movies down there.
Really? Yeah, hell yeah.
Music mixtapes. You could get like the newest DJ mixtape.
Yeah, Tooze was always having some good old mixtapes from New York.
Dude, Tooze would go down and get that cologne. What's that cologne he likes? Fucking Egyptian musk, dude.
Yeah, Tooze.
God, dude, that's his suit. Rest in peace, big
Tooze. Rest in peace, buddy. Love you, Doug.
Yeah, he loved Canal Street, dude. He could.
Yeah,
he'd be there right now if he could, dude.
That was my first introduction to New York was with Tooze.
With Tooze, yeah. That's a good.
Was that Red Bull? That first Red Bull Rail Jam.
Is that the one you won? You win that? How much money?
I should have won all three, but they're like, you can't win all three, so we just give you one. So I won $10,000, but I was so pissed that I should have had 30 that I never did a contest.
So why
after that?
What do you
I was
mean?
Like, fuck this shit.
You should have won. Why should you have won all three?
I just knew what tricks went down on. And, gotcha. You know, it just depends. That's contest for you, though. It's
yeah.
like whatever the contest thought was a better, the judge thought was a better fucking
that
trick.
Day, or someone did a weird flip to rail on that one, and it's just like, what, dude?
I can't remember the trick, but I did a back lip, and I think Arnold did a back lip, and I guess his might have been better, even though if you watch the footage, mine's
Scotty
still
Arnold?
Better. Yeah, mine's still better. Love you, Scotty.
Damn, dude. That's crazy. It's you two against each other that you're both from here, you know? That's pretty wild, dude.
It's fun. It was fun, dude. The whole little snowboard, I'm kind of out of it now, but it was cool. You'd travel halfway around the world and you'd see a bunch of ding-dongs you knew.
That you knew.
That you saw last week. You're like, what the hell?
It's really unreal, huh? That the way that works.
It's cool.
It's. I mean, looking back, dude, what do you think? What do you think with snowboarding? Like, any thoughts? Like, anything you would have done different? Are you happy what you did? Like,
I'm fucking more than happy with what I did. Yeah. You know, I never thought I would have made it as far as I did. You know, but.
I mean, you made it all the way, dog.
Yeah, I mean, we're still sitting here. You know, I'm still relevant somehow, kind of, well, you know.
Dude, you're Nate Bozong, dog.
The thing was, I always just kind of was willing to do, just go with the flow and always rolling around meeting people. I got a good, you know what I mean? Like, I grew up a poor kid. I never took a flight till snowboarding, so.
Yeah, so when you grew up, you didn't come from much means.
No, so once this happened, I was just like, fuck, I'm ever going to be back in New Zealand or whatever. Like, they barely let me in because J2 was holding drugs, and they thought it was me, and I'm the one that got strip served, motherfucker.
J2 had weed on him or what, dude?
And we finally get out. I just get strip searched, and he's like, dude, that was me. I was like, motherfucker, dude.
What, the dog smelled it or something?
We get off. It was me, Richards. Twos, Embry Rucker.
Richards is probably like, oh God. He's probably freaking, dude.
So we're sitting in the customs, right? And we're like, it's like five rows deep, right? Like 500, like a couple flights just get off in New Zealand. And we're against the wall, right? And I'll never forget it. All the drug dogs come out, and there's like three of them. And all of a sudden, and Twos is behind us, probably like three people behind us because he was a little slow. What I find out now is he was fucking trying to stuff it
down his pants.
He was doing something.
He can't get in trouble now, so.
So he was waiting for his bag, but so either or the dogs, I'll never forget it. They just come and I'm standing next to Embry.
Was he stuffing his weed in his prison pocket or what?
Yeah,
was it?
Exactly. I think he was. And the dogs just jump over like rows of people right in front of me.
And I'm like, jumped. They went crazy.
They were jumped over everybody and they're just barking at me. And I'm like, hey, where do I go?
Where do I go? You said that to the dudes.
I was like,
dudes.
Okay, where do I go? Obviously.
Well, then, you knew you didn't have anything on you.
I knew I didn't have anything on me, but I think what it was is because remember those musket pants that were out and they were like kind of crispy? They're almost like starched.
Yes.
So I think is what it was. I just came from Hollywood. Yeah, what up, players? And we were smoking weed, I think, in Hollywood with Stevie Williams or something. It was something going on. Either or, I think I just reeked of it, you know, and it stayed in those clothes, but.
I mean, dude, when we would travel, you don't change your pants for two weeks, three weeks, four weeks, five weeks.
I don't change them ever.
Yeah. So I imagine it had a lot of smells.
Yeah. So that's what I thought it was. Then we get out there and we're all like, fuck, like there, everyone's waiting for me to get out. And Tuz is like, oh man, I thought I was busted, bro. Blah, blah, blah. I have like all this weed on. I was like, you motherfucker, dude.
Dude.
But it's cool. We all made it through. It was a fun trip. But, yeah.
And he didn't tell anyone that he had it on.
No, not until afterward. Not until we were completely out on the thing. And he's like, oh, sorry, guys. That was probably me. You motherfucker. You know?
I can't believe they went after you for it, dude. That's so
cool. I always got fucking. It's cool, though. I'm good at taking the blame.
Dude, you got stories, dude. I love how you're telling that story. And you're like, and it was Hollywood smoking weed with so-and-so. Just like stories bleed into stories bleed into stories.
Bro, I try and not tell stories, but I have so many stories, dude. It's kind of crazy.
It's hard to keep track of all. They just kind of come back to you, though, as you're talking, huh?
But it does. It keeps me sane, though. I think a lot about my stories in life when I just sitting up there by myself in the woods. I'm like, well, we killed it, you know?
Yeah, we had some fun,
you know? We're still shredding, so.
When you can't keep up that lifestyle.
No. So. You either end up in prison or you die, you know?
Dude,
and I know, you know? And, like, we, like, yeah, so.
And you made it. Here you are, you know?
Yeah, by the fucking
skin of your teeth.
Yeah, I was looking for that. I was like,
I don't even know what that means, but
that's why I was like, all right, bro, we're looking at like 15 years. Like, we're gonna cut it out, dude. We had our run, bro.
It's all there's quotas, and you know, we've reached our quotas, and you can't, I don't know, you do it too long, like you said, you're gonna either be dead or in prison,
you end up like fucking I don't know,
but also, you don't want to be old with a fucking like oxygen tank, you know what I mean? Like, you want to be able to still do the things you love, you know. That's why I had to quit smoking cigs because I was just like,
I've been trying to quit smoking cigs.
Are you smoking cigs or just vaping?
No, fuck vaping. I'm even gone to like rolling cigs. You
that
know?
Helps. So that helps cut down, dude.
Just because you're not like, you have to roll it first, you know.
I actually
just bought a pack of smokes before I came down here. Ooh. I was like, fuck, you can't roll and drive, but
no, you can't. But that's what's good about rolling. It keeps you. It kind of slows it down. But that's. Yeah. I woke up one night, dude, and I couldn't breathe. You know, sometimes you have that when you smoke too much in a day or something.
Yeah.
And I like felt a panic attack almost. And then I just never smoked again.
Yeah, that's good because it's hard. I mean, dude, I've quit and I've tried to quit.
Dude, I still like will be driving. I'll see a convenience store and just be like, oh, shit.
It's
dude.
The worst one, bro. It's, yeah. It's
just you can buy them everywhere, dude. Same with alcohol.
That's what I was about to say. It's just like alcohol, you know?
It's
pretty.
I feel because when I was in rehab, they take us to the grocery store once a week.
Oh yeah, on Fridays.
Yeah. You've been there.
No, I never made it. I was always late to class.
Fridays, yeah. Dude. So they bring you, and I always felt bad for the alcoholics because they're in there just every convenience store or they're like, man, I could just get a beer right there, and then the liquor store, and it's just like, dude, that's rough when you're trying to quit.
That's.
Puts
yeah,
it in
I try.
Your face, dude.
That's the hardest thing. You know what I mean? You really got to have that willpower to quit.
And like, that's what it's you
gotta,
need to want it.
You got to want it. Yeah, you got to want it. Like it's life or death. You know, for at least for me, it's like yo, I'd rather take a bullet, you know, than take another sip. You know?
Yeah,
it's
dude.
Just that's just what it is. You know?
You got to that point finally, huh?
Yeah,
where you're just like, this can't happen.
It's not for me. We had our fun. We survived, and you know, it's not for me.
Yeah.
You know?
It's facts, dude.
So
good for you, dude. Make Bozone.
Yeah. We're trying, bros. Out here, bros.
And you're still shredding and
still shredding,
and
dude,
loving
again,
life,
dude. I've gotten some of the best days so far this year. Like pound for pound, like runs, powder turns, not tracking tracks.
Yeah,
it's been so good, dude. Just taking runs, dude. Like,
you know what's sick is everyone complains in Utah about the powder panic, and they have to go up at 3 o'clock and 4 a.m. and sit there. You're just like leisurely go shred when you want.
I somehow fell into this thing where I'm like, hey, yeah, pick me up, bro. And I literally walk out the door. He picks me up in this big old like snow machine. I'm like
you get picked up
today.
At your
trip. I was like, all right, Rice can do it too. I can do it too, but just a little ghettoer, you know. But you know, we'll do it.
You get picked up at your
crib.
Like,
put me on natural selection, bro. I'll show you guys how to shred, bro.
I'll show you a line.
I'll show you guys on my rail board, dude. I'll show you what up.
Dude, now that you can ride the shorter boards in the pow now, so yeah.
Railroad. I mean, I actually do like the shorter board because I like the tree ride and shit.
Yes.
Trees are my favorite, bro.
Dude, you got to be able to pivot and maneuver in those trees, right?
Bink, 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 bink. Bing pong, bink. Bro. That's fun.
You got to be careful of those tree wells, dude. You get picked up by like a sled, or is it like a full-on snowcat?
It's a full-on snowcat. Like
damn,
things like $500,000 or something. I don't know. It's
dude,
one of those.
Send me a picture and I can pop it on the screen.
It's the. You might have a.
Give me a day in the life of Nate Bozon right now.
Well, today I wake up at 7 from work. So now
7 a.m. The kid's up.
And I, to be honest, I usually sew early in the morning when I first wake up.
A little
that's
when zen.
I, yeah, it's like that's when I get my best. I'm like, let me just do something real quick.
Yeah.
And
a little
then,
something creative.
Yeah, and then, depending, they'll. Like right now, today he called and he's like, yo, you want to take some runs? And I was like, word, let's go. Because the boss man's out of town, so we can like track it out a little bit because he's not going to be back for a bit. So
otherwise, you keep the tracks for
or,
him.
Otherwise, we leave him and he's got freshies and I'll go, we'll go in the run, the trees.
So
you know,
he's
where
there,
he doesn't
has
go.
Some people with him, huh?
Yeah, he's always got buddies.
He'll bring in some people and show them a good time.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I guess. Wouldn't you?
You guys hide out into your thing.
I hide out, bro. You don't see me.
You've never met him? Is that what you
said?
No,
I never met the dude.
That's so sick, dude. And he just tells people, bro.
They know who I am, though. They know who I am.
He's building these trails.
They know. Everyone knows, dude.
That's so sick, dude. You're like a selling feature for the place.
Kind of, you know. It's hit or miss, you know. I mean, I got banned from that spot up in Idaho because I was hiking it before they opened, right? The place Kelly's Canyon. So I got 2 more years of banning from that spot. But
they banned you for how many years?
My cousin Josh and his family, my uncle, they used to own that, right? And he's been trying to get me to come there. So he's been trying to get me to come there my whole life, right? And I finally go there. And since I was there 2 days hiking up, and I'm like, oh, I'll tag him. I'll you know.
Oh,
like,
you tagged him on the gram.
I tagged him on the gram thinking they'd be hyped. Like, okay, there's this kid. The motherfucker ended up used to like work for the CIA, right?
No.
So this guy sees me tag Kelly's Canyon. They catch me, and I guess he did all his little homework on me, whatever. And so I come up 2 days later. I have an Avalanche dog, right? She's service for Avalanche.
Yeah.
She's got one class.
So
they kick
insane.
Me off because of the dog.
Oh, it's
and
like
I'm like,
water, it's a watershed
said,
or what?
Either way, we have our words, and I said some shit. I'm like, you guys are nerds. But long story goes, it's a small town. So the dude ended up, we find out the story. CIA did his homework on me, and they're like, they just did not want me around. You know, because it's nice. Yeah, but it's all good.
What, because of the, maybe the thing in Utah with the guns?
But this was Idaho. No, yeah. But it's a family resort. Yeah. You know, they don't want some guy with face tats running around their nice little family resort. They don't want me shredding it up, bro. Yeah. Throwing snappies all over the place.
You're not the clientele.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
So what? So yeah. They kicked you out for 5 years or something because of the
three
dog?
Years. Three so years. I got banned for 3 years. Well, it's because I said my words to him and then I posted on the gram like fuck. Wait, I'm sorry guys, I didn't mean to do that. What up?
It happened. Kelly's Canyon.
So I got 2 more years, then I could go snowboard in Idaho again.
Dude, I can't believe.
But yeah,
that.
I got banned. I got banned from a resort, bro.
Dude, you fit better up where you're at now because you look like a snowboard cowboy. Dude.
It's kind of the only place I can be. Everyone's out for me, dude. I gotta hide out in the woods, bro.
Dude, I couldn't imagine. Dude, it'd be crazy if you just went to Brighton. People would probably trip.
Oh, my God, dude. I thought about it. It just gave me anxiety. It'd be cool to see people, but, you know.
It'd be too much, I bet.
You want to see someone relevant, dude. I'll show up and still be relevant, bro, and with all this
Woodward,
gray hair.
You never jump into Woodward?
No. I went from getting free passes my whole life to now all of a sudden I got to pay for shit. Yeah, I was like, bro, are you kidding me? You know how expensive this shit is?
Dude, that's a hard, realization, dude, from going from who you were to being, you kind of just expect a certain thing, I guess, we get too used to.
Yeah, no, you get used to it for sure. And I was like, oh, man, I should have just kept all my old shit. And, we'd have a sportsman's warehouse, bro.
Dude, I think you'd be surprised. I think people would give you whatever you wanted. And I think if you hit up a resort properly, marketing wise, they would give you.
No,
the
I know. I just don't put in the work. Yeah. You know, I'm just too
if
late.
If you
I'm
put
just
in the work, if it's Nate Bozon's going to Woodward, they're gonna be like sick.
Yeah, but then they also expect something from you too
and
when you
true.
Get it for free.
Do
and
you
I don't
want to give that.
Yeah, and I'm like, nah, bro. Yeah. I'll ride the Lyft and pay for my ticket.
Yeah, and you don't want a bunch of kids clamoring, expect to see you do. A
but I mean, that's
something.
That's what people don't get is that's how it is. Is snowboarding, I want to be famous and I want people to know me. But then as soon as that happens, then your whole shit's gone. Your whole experience is different because now it's not just you're just trying this trick off a jump or this rail. Now people are watching you. You better do it
And every time one of them is going to be like,
I could do that. I'm way better, bro.
I don't even believe he's getting paid. Yeah. And they'll say it. Some of them will say it too.
You know, I mean, I see it all. I respect it all, but don't think that we didn't do it 20 years ago, bro. Yeah. You know what I mean? Without helmets.
That's a problem for a lot of pros is they don't want to go and be seen like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you just kind of get over it. We're nowhere near a Hollywood type of person, but I mean, look at let's say a Michael Jackson, dude. It makes you fucking crazy, bro. You start getting all weird. Dude, you can't go anywhere.
Kanye West.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and it's like.
That's what people don't think about is how their lives, they brought it on themselves. I mean, I don't think Kanye ever planned to be as famous as he is, but
I mean,
they can't go to McDonald's.
It's not what you think it is, bro. It's like
you can't go to the convenience
store. The hardest thing I'm trying to do is just be a normal person, you know, and I'm never at that level, but anywhere I go, still I get called out, right? But I'm literally just trying to be a normal
person. When you're getting arrested,
didn't
one of the police be like,
Oh, yeah. I'm like in handcuffs, and you could see it on the news somewhere, but you see me turn around. He's like, yo, I used to watch you snowboarding. What happened? And I was like, no way, sick. But you see me talking to him? Yeah, no. I mean, yeah, it's funny, dude.
That one, dude. You're just really, bro?
Dude, I'm telling you, bro. No one gets it unless you're me. But I was like, after the form shit, it was crazy. Because it was the biggest video, right? Until the Rice video came out, right?
Facts.
So it was just that everyone and their mom and their cousins watched it. It was just
Which
weird.
Which video was it?
True Life.
True Life. Facts,
well,
dude. The
it
tour.
Was
everything.
Resistance. Then it was True Life, you know? And then, so I kind of just got lucky with that where everyone, because these days and age, it's like bing, bing, bing. It's all super fast, you know?
It's crazy now.
Dude, it's nuts, you know?
Yeah, the videos are like hit or miss. And anyone can have a video as big as the next guy because it's all the same platform.
It's all the same tricks. It's just kind of what you like. But it's not oversaturated. It's just way different now.
Different.
It's so easy to get shit out there. You know what I mean?
It's a whole different world where you guys were on tour and you're at this level that other people couldn't be at.
And that time, only 3-4 videos came out a year. You had to wait all year to see the new shit and what the new rail was or what the new trick was.
Facts.
And now it's like bink, bink, bink. And it's like the instant gratification. It's like all instant gratification.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like no. And it's cool, but it's different,
it's so
than,
different
what, than what I was, you know.
I don't know what you would do if you were a young kid. You know what I mean?
Join the army.
Yeah, like how would you become the next big pro? You know, like what move would you make? I don't even know.
See, that's the thing, and you kind of see it go. I mean, everything always goes in circles. And yeah. Then, I mean, it's like in skiing. There's the freestyle.
Let's say Nate Bozong was 17 right now. What would your move be?
Fucking back lip.
No, I mean, how would you become what you became?
What do you mean, like?
Like, how, what would your tactic be with today's tools, you know?
I don't even know. Because I never even really planned for
it. You didn't plan, huh?
You know, so it just kind of happens. It's so, but this day and age, I don't even know how you do it.
How were you discovered?
Just from riding around Brighton.
Shredding Brighton.
Yeah, just me and Jordan.
Menonel?
Yeah, what up, Jordan?
What up, Jordan?
What?
I just reached out to Jordan, dude. I need to get him in this.
Dude, I haven't seen that kid in probably 20 years.
He still live in Utah?
Yeah, I have no idea, bro.
Yeah. Jordan, coming for you, dog.
I have no idea where anyone's at.
I mean, yeah, you're up in the woods. You're like...
Yeah, I'm like...
You're picking up a log like, hello, does this have Wi-Fi? So what? Who noticed? Who, like, were like, damn, dude, this guy?
You know who's actually the first dude we met? It was me and Jordan. Remember Solid Snowboards?
Yeah.
So remember Blue Montgomery? He's Blue. Like runs the whole industry right now. What up, Blue? But he was riding for Solid. Yeah, Blue.
Blue rode for Solid.
Yeah, he rode for Solid. I remember Kurt Wastel was on there, and he was like one of my faves. And I was like, oh yeah, we're meeting with them. And so me and Jordan met.
It was
up
like Neil Blue. Rankin was one of the dudes.
Yeah,
dude.
And
there was a whole crew.
Blaze Rosenthal, dude. Or no, that was
a different.
Yeah, no, brands. That was fuck. Oh, I just.
There's a lot of brands, dude.
Yeah,
but Solid was dope.
Dude. Solid was sick, but yeah, so that was our first kind of
introduction
to trying to like do the whole sponsored type thing. Nothing worked out with it, but we always became.
You were riding at Brighton.
Yeah, we're still riding at Brighton, and
damn.
I was Brighton and Park West.
Dude,
well,
it's
Canyons
crazy
now,
how Canyons is this mystical thing, and it had all these different names.
Oh yeah, it's so funny,
and it's such a sick spot. Actually,
I think it's better. It's the best one, you know. It's got the best terrain.
It rides. It goes under the radar. We're blowing it up right now, but who cares?
I guess. I like. I still call it Park West,
dude. I remember when I was little, dude. I must have been like little. I think I was like 14. I saw a new video. And at the end of it, this dude was rapping, and he kept talking about Park West. And I figured out the whole thing was filmed at Park West. And I was always like, what is Park West? And I finally figured it out. And it was then, what was it called after Park West?
It was Wolf Mountain.
Wolf Mountain.
Wolf Mountain, yeah.
And then the Canyons?
Wolf Mountain, and then the Canyons, yeah.
Yeah, and I think it would just became the Canyons. And I remember being like, dude, I went there. There's those gullies you can get in
yep.
and shit.
That was, yeah, the back in the day, there was only the one in the back. Yeah, the natural half pipe. Yeah.
Yes, dude. Yeah, is that still going?
Yeah, you know? Fuck yeah, that's still there.
I'm surprised that place doesn't get hit up more.
I think it does. I mean,
people don't talk about it. Yeah, E-Tree, that's the only place he rides from what I hear.
Yo, can I take a piss?
Yeah,
quick?
I could use a quick break too.
I need to take a pee.
We've been going an hour anyway. Got a very special product to talk to you about today. A very serious product. Something that you're only going to want to wear to church and probably to school, maybe on an airplane. Fart Boys International. Woo! Love wearing this gear. No matter where I go, people have something to say about it. And it's all good things. People love it. People enjoy seeing it. They get a laugh about it. Good homie who's doing it. He has only the best intentions. He just loves snowboarding. And he wants the people that get it to get it. You know what I mean? And I actually have a bet with him going that if he did a pretty small ad buy, I guaranteed him, I bet him, or else I think I have to pay for it. I don't know. Did we say that? I don't know if we said that. I made a bet that you guys would buy enough of the merch to cover the small amount that I charge him for an ad, just to prove this point. So we'll see what's up. And to help make it happen, there's going to be a discount, 15%. It's going to be StonyBuds15 at checkout. We'll get you 15% off. Fart Boys International. Homie makes the sickest gear, that just funny-ass T-shirts, bright-ass sweatshirts, just fun stuff. And they all say Fart Boys International, loud and proud, or at least Fart Boys. Always coming out with cool new stuff. He's got some mugs. He's got all sorts of stuff, stickers. His packaging's insane. It comes in like a baggie, like you just bought some drugs or something. So it's all in the name of fun. It's all in the people that get it are going to get it. And oddly enough, there's people that don't get it. And that's even more fun too, because when they see it, it's like, sick, you don't get it. So get it. Go out and get it, man. Fart Boys, that's the people. Stonies Buds 15, that's a discount. Let's go. if you want to support the show, man, Patreon is huge, man. Anybody who is down to join up, we got $5 programs that is just like you get a sticker pack and you're saying, hey, I support you guys. You can pay monthly. You can pay all at once for the year. And what it does is just supports the show, keeps the lights on, keeps me going. I have an editor now, Kenny, who's helping me rip these out, and that's helping me get back on a schedule where we can put these out once a week. And he's dope, man. I'd like to be able to throw some cheddar biscuits, you know, like pile them up for him and just let him rip and edit. And in order to do this, man, it's support that keeps the lights on. If you enjoy the show, if you like what we're doing, you know, it's like NPR, dude. They need money to keep rolling. This all takes some cash, too. I'd love to keep bringing it to you. So hopefully the people who are supporting me, man, thank you so much, dude. Like, supporting early like this is huge. But Patreon has tiers from $5 all the way up to $150. Where I'll basically pass on all my skills I've learned in photography and running a board company, working with magazines. You want to get your foot in the door, have a mentor. I'll get on the phone. We'll talk. We'll go over strategy. I'll pass on what info I can, whether you're trying to be a photographer, whether you're trying to start a brand, whether you have a brand going. Maybe you just want to talk to the kid. I don't know. But either way, dude, that's top tier. Limited amount of people can get in there. I think there's a couple signed up, or maybe one. Chris Noyes, what's up, dog? Love your support. But yeah, let's get some more heads in there, man. I promise I'll make it worth your while. Dude, in the middle of the road, I think $25 a month, we got the Nomi Buds Mug Club, and Nomi Mugs is, you get one a month, there's fresh ones coming out, dude. You're going to get those. You're going to end up with a dope collection on your hands. But yeah, man, you're going to get the inside track on what guests are coming in. You're going to be able to ask guest questions. You're going to be able to get deals on merch. You're going to be able to get, just whatever I can do, dude. You're part of the crew. The Patreon peeps get the episodes early, so you can be in the know before everybody knows what's up. Be like, I already seen that. That's old, dude. You haven't seen that yet. So Patreon, man, much love, man. Anyone who signs up, dude, I really appreciate it. Dude, we got merch now. www.stoniesbuds.com. Signed prints of the guests each week, and they're high quality, museum quality. Archival prints, dude, that are gonna look very nice, and they're autographed by the guests. We got t-shirts, we got beanies, we got hoodies. I got a hoodie right now. Caps, bags, sticker packs, dude. Anything you buy on there supports the site. You know, I hope to get a bigger crew going behind the site or behind the podcast, and every piece of merch you buy just pushes us a step further. We'll be pumping out orders and getting you everything that you order up front and quickly. And like I said, it just helps the site, dude. www.stoniesbuds.com. Get that merch. Get those prints. Man, get the collection of prints, dude. Autographed by MFM. We still actually... Kenny, do me a favor. Pop those MFM prints on the screen. I think you got them. There's one in Japan. There's only like four of those left. But I think there's like 10 of the Estonia Bridge prints. So very limited amount of prints. Get them while you can. But they're autographed by the boss, MFM. But yeah, stoniesbuds.com. Get that merch. Support the show. Thank you. Boom. Nomi mugs, man. What's up? There's a gnome over my shoulder watching me, making sure I do this right. These gnomes can be ruthless, dude. The gnomes are brutal. But luckily, they're on my crew. These gnomes actually make these mugs. They are made for gnomes, by gnomes, and it's Nomi mugs, dude. It's me paying homage to, this is actually my mug, the Nomi Mugs Media mug. Holding the camera, riding a spring break board. I also got, this is me representing Deadlong on the weed board. J2, boom, in that prison County Orange. But, you know, hang out with your boys, sip on some coffee, sip on whatever you're sipping on, talk snowboarding, talk culture, talk about what era that mug's from, what video part Deadlong was riding that board in or wearing that fit. And, you know, it's culture, dude. I couldn't afford a board collection, but I could afford a mug collection. So I decided, dude, let's do this. Let's make Nomi mugs, and we got some new ones on the way soon. So I'm excited to break those out to y'all. But Nomi mugs, there's a Nomi of the Month Club on Patreon. But get a mug, dude. There's three sizes. They go from $16 to $24 for a 20-ounce coffee mug for the big dog coffee drinkers. They are a great way to represent snowboard culture and give you something to talk about. That is going to be found at, you can buy them at the www.stoniesbuds.com, so at my merch site, and you can also get them at www.e-stonephoto.com. Kenny's going to pop those websites up so you can see them. Mugs are available. Jump on them, get one, get some of these board art in your crib. Get these iconic riders outfits, fits in your crib. These are all like actual fits that the riders wore in some of the best highlights of their career. So get them, support snowboard culture, support the show. Nomi mugs, thank you. Stony Buds Print Shop, man. This site is holding about 25 years worth of my snowboarding photography, featuring photos from, 2.5 decades of snowboarding, man. Things have changed so much throughout those years, so it's fun to look at the photos. You can see when the gaps were huge, when style was on point, and it's all documented, and you know, it's interesting. You need to get some flavor in your life and some art on your walls. It's been proven that 100% of people who take the time to put art on their walls is happier than the people that don't. 100%. There's a Harvard study that I just fabricated for your benefit of you getting you to add these prints to your walls. A Harvard study that I made up. But shit, man. I'm saying it's true, dude. Get this stuff on your walls, dude. Friends are going to come over. You got something to talk about. Riders doing insane things that, man, I never thought were going to be possible on a snowboard, man. You got some legendary moments, dude, iconic shit going down. And some pretty cool, dude. These prints are the closest you can get to real process photos. And it really shows in the final product that I use. I've actually researched photo labs all over the world so that, you know, if you live in Japan, you live in Australia, New Zealand, you don't have to pay like $50 for me to ship something to you. You actually are going to pay the same in shipping that someone in America pays because I have a lab in Japan. I have a lab in Australia. I have labs in Canada, Europe, the UK. I got you all covered. So shipping's going to be cheap. The time you're going to get them in is going to be cheap. But most of all, they all use the same Chromira Pro Lab Print process. And it's real photographic C prints, conventional wet process. They're exposed with light, then developed with chemicals. So the prints are completely continuous tone with no dots at all like you see in a cheaper print. If you look at a cheaper print up close, you can see the dots from the printer. These, you do not see that. It looks like an actual photo. Chromira's 300 PPI working resolution is the highest standard image resolution in the industry. To attain even higher image quality, Chromira uses ZBE's patented resolution enhancement technology, which achieves a visual resolution of 425 PPI. Blah, 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 blah. Do you even care? I don't think so. Neither do I. All I care is that it looks good. And I believe that the Harvard study is going to make people happy. That's all I care about. So let's get the prints on your wall. Go to www.e-stonephoto.com. Let's put art on those walls. And I'll let you know that every piece of art that goes up in a wall and in some city like NYC, some huge freaking print going out to some loft in NYC, or a little 8x12 going to a dorm in Texas or Oklahoma or Serbia, wherever it's going to go. That shit makes me happy, man, knowing that my prints are on these walls. That's really cool. I appreciate everyone who's bought a print, thank you. So, yeah, www.e-stonephoto.com. Bam. Dude, new player to the scene, and I'm stoked about that. We got Booger Reds Wax. What up now, dude? We got the boogies in there, too, dude. It's a nose. Giant nose, dude. I don't know if you guys remember the Humpty Dance video back in the day. Just kidding. That's probably more like it, dude. Little guys. But anyways, dude, wax. Do you guys wax your board? Because I'll tell you what. You don't want to be that slow guy back of the pack, man. You let's say it goes from a cold day to a warm day or vice versa. Conditions change. Your board gets beat up after a big session. And you're that dude that doesn't take care of it. You go into a new season. You got dust on it. You ride up at Mount Hood. You get oil on your base. You get weird stuff happens. And there's nothing worse than that guy. I know from shooting photos, there's nothing worse than that guy on a trip who can't hit the features as good as the next guy because their board isn't fast enough. And do you guys, you know, you pay a lot of money for your lift tickets. You pay a lot of money for your passes, your equipment. Don't have your day be ruined because you're not taking care of your equipment, dude. Wax, dude. This bad boy's $2.50 on the website. And I'm about to give you a 10% off code at the end of this ad. I'm going to give it to you right now. StonyBuds10. 10% off. StonyBuds10. Capital S. And that looks like about it. Capital S, StonyBuds10. 10% off. This is $2.50. Or get the shop package. You get two of these bad boys. I believe that's $20. You can also get a pack of like 10 of these or 20 or something. But go to the website and check it out. But don't be that slow dude. Wax your boys' boards. Get the big kit. Get the little kit. Get a bunch of them. You're going to want them. Once you wax up, you're going to want to stay waxed up. And wax every night, dude. Be that fast dude. Be that dude known for speed. But anyways, hashtag slickest Stony Bud Snot. And post a photo of a nose and a funny scenario. I don't know. Be creative, dude. Just post some noses in random spots. I'm going to pick a winner, dude. And that winner is going to get a package from me. And trust me, it's going to be worth a lot more than a $2.50. Or the $20 for the double pack. It's going to be well worth it. So I'll pick a winner, say, in a month. That gives you time to order your noses and get busy, dude. Get creative, and let's see who wins.
Yeah, Do
you have really black hair?
No, I had really white hair.
But when
you
were white hair.
Oh,
black
no.
Hair, when it was colored.
When I was younger, no, it was kind of like a dirty blonde always, dirty blonde. And then because my grandma, she went full white at like 19, so
full
I went.
White at 19?
My grandma, yeah, I got it from my grandma. Yeah, got it from my grandma. But yeah, my shit's all, I haven't grown my beard out. I'm like, holy shit, I'm all white now. I'm like, whoa.
You're a white knight,
dude. I'm getting used to the beard look. I'm not used to it yet. I look
it
at myself. Kind of, right? I look in the mirror and I'm like, God, dude, I look like a fucking homeless dude. But I'm like, nah, we're going for that Viking look. I want to get it like.
Get out of that homeless thing. You just get like trimmed, like.
Right?
Tuned.
Right? Yeah.
Because I'm like, when I don't. Tune and I look like homeless.
Yeah, yeah, right? Yeah.
But then you get like a little flavor shape, you know?
They look like they're low maintenance, but beards are high maintenance, bro.
Yeah,
they're
more high maintenance.
You gotta like wipe and make sure you don't got like nacho cheese hanging from your shit. Yeah.
Nacho cheese, you're
screwed. Oh man, yeah, trying to eat a
soup.
Oh dog. I tried to eat some soup the other day. Holy shit, bro. I don't think any of it went in my mouth. It all went in my mustache. I was like, motherfucker.
Dude, cheese soup is just messed up.
Oh man. Yeah, everything now I have a straw.
You use a straw?
I use a straw now.
That's so sick, dude.
But yeah.
Those are beard man problems, bro.
Yeah, right? Beard man problems. Well, it started with the mustache because I was like, what can I do when I was sitting in Montana? I'm like, what can I do for free? That's, you know, and I was like, oh, sick. It gives me something to do. I'll just grow my mustache out. And it's been almost 2 years. I'm like, you know what? I'm bored with it. Instead
You've been
of
growing that 2 years?
Yeah. And instead of shaving it, because I told Kate, I'm like, I'm not shaving it till cutting it till I see you again. So when you see it down to my feet, you're going to know that's your fault.
Some people bottom out on their beard length.
Yeah, like it stops growing, right?
Yeah, they like you can hit the bottom basically.
Yeah,
and that's why ZZ Top, dude, that's impressive, dude.
It doesn't grow any longer than that, or
I think they just never hit the bottom. They keep going.
Yeah, I mean that's what I'm trying to. I'm like, I'm not cutting it.
Dude, you have some nice campfires out where you live, I bet.
Yeah. I try to make a campfire every day. That's like
really?
True story. Yeah. So every day in the summer, since I was working actually for once, I could buy food. So yes.
It's nice.
It is nice. It's like, wow, this is what work does. You get a
paycheck.
Because I hadn't made money since Jeff from 2013. So I literally was just this. Just cruising around.
You haven't had a job where you get a paycheck.
Not since
2013. You had a 10-year run.
Mm-hmm. What up?
Ten shot commandment.
So finally, I broke down. I was like, "That's when Connor." I was like, "Okay, I'll go start working." Then at first,
10 years.
10 years, yeah. And before that, I really wasn't work. Cause snowboarding wasn't work. I mean, it's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, but
it's work. But it's not work.
Yeah, it's work. But
I mean, you work harder than.
But
anyone.
I like it. I actually like it. I was so unstructured my whole life that I actually like a little bit of structure.
That's
now,
what's funny,
what
dude.
I mean?
Yeah, when you haven't had a job with structure that actually makes you tired at the end of the day, you get in there and you're like, this is awesome.
Yeah,
man.
It's so,
everyone else is all bitter and you're just like,
bro, I could barely lift. When I first started, I could barely lift up the remote control to change the TV.
Afterwards?
Dude. Just on the, just passed out by 7, dude. I was like, oh, man. But now. Yeah,
you're so
good.
Happy,
I like
though.
It.
It's like, this is such a nice feeling.
It's fulfilling,
like,
you know? It's fulfilling.
That's the thing. A hard day's work is fulfilling.
It's fulfilling. And then when
an
you get the paycheck.
An
honest paycheck, bro. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, you get that check and you're like, ooh.
I was like, oh, shit, what could I buy? So we got the Jeep fix.
Sick. What else?
We got some guns.
What do you get paid?
Once a week?
Once a month? What's the scenario?
Well, I haven't, since it's a ranch and it's winter, I haven't been getting paid because I haven't been working because we've just been chainsawing.
So what do you do?
So next year, hopefully, I'm like
working. What's the job,
working, he said he wanted to put me in charge of something like up on the mountain, you know, like.
Well, when last summer, though, what was the job?
Oh, chopping trees, just chainsawing trees.
But in the summer, you don't because it's for the ranch or whatever? Because it's for
It's just, I mean, you can't really.
Or in the winter.
Yeah, ranch, anything ranch farm, there's really not much to do in the winter. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So he's not paying you to make the runs.
Yeah, like, no, so now we're testing them out.
Shred, though.
Yeah, we're shredding and testing them out. And then probably this time next year, hopefully, I'll have a winter job. But if not.
So how do you get money to eat?
We just don't eat. No, I eat once a day. I've been trained for since 10 years. We just eat
10 years of not having a job.
Well, even before that too. Yeah. but we just don't eat. I'll drink coffee all day long. And I'll eat once a day. So it's like it's all self discipline shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
you just do once a day. Save the money. Live as mellow as you can. You get some orders. It helps you out.
Yep.
But speaking of that, dude, I got those shades.
Oh, yeah.
Boom. These are really, really sick.
Made at the Gucci factory, players in Italy. Diamond Dawn sunglasses. We did a collab.
You can tell the quality. He put the Bose Rec logo over the Diamond Dawn right here. Or they did. It's a collab.
The boy Danny over at Diamond Dawn, he's the homie, dude, from Wisco. He's like, yo, let's do some shades. And he's like, so we got these.
You guys can't see this back there, but there's like a multicolored Bose Rec logo right here, which is really sick.
But
and then their logo over.
So
here.
We did a limited run of those 300 pairs of shades.
But there's a style that these are called, right?
It's like the Ray-Ban kind of look. Yeah,
there's
it's
a name for that though. I swear it's.
You see, I don't know. They look good though.
Yeah, dude, good. I like this style. I mean, hopefully, it looks good on it. Like,
and they're made at Gucci,
you can see
bro.
The quality.
Yeah,
I can feel the quality.
Yeah, they're good. They're probably the best shades I've had.
Yeah,
ever.
I was just gonna say that. I'm used to the $10 Canal Street.
Yeah, right.
$2.
That's what I used to rock. Yeah, all
can,
fake gas station specials.
The lens, like you can just tell.
I've already lost 3 pairs of those.
Yeah,
that's
the problem,
how I know they're
dude.
Good. Because I keep losing them. But yeah, so hook it up, players. I get like $40 a pair. Each one sold.
That's what you sell them for.
No, I think those are being sold retail for $120. And so I walk away with, I think, $40 or something.
Dude, help the
40
kid
or
out,
60.
Because you're getting a good quality product. It says Bose Rec.
And we got goggles made. There's only 100 of those.
Wow,
and then,
gogs. What color are the gogs?
They're just like a bandana print. And then they come with 2 lenses. Like an orange.
Do you have
lens.
An image you can send over that can pop
up? Yeah, it's up on my Instagram at Bose
Rec. What's your Instagram? At Bozrek?
At Bozrek, BOZWRECK.
So peep that. And there's probably a link to the shop, but goggles. And there's only 100. I'm sure it's probably a limited only time.
We've already sold. Like, I know we've sold like half. Like, I don't know about half, but we've been selling some. So
dude, help the kids sell out, man. Let's get those bought, dude.
I mean, you know,
you're gonna have a pair of shades that is never gonna be made again. They got that classic Bozong fucking artistic touch.
About that name brand, bro, dude. Yeah, people see you in line with that shit. They're like, oh, dude, you got that Bozrek shit?
That's a fact, though. All over the world, there's a certain person that's going to see those that is going to trip out. No matter which country you're in.
It's there. It's there.
I've seen it, man. Like, there's a certain group of people that are just like, wow, dude, you got that. Where'd you get those?
It's kind of like a sneaker type thing.
Yeah, it's like goon gear, too. It's the same thing. A certain kid that's going to be like, dude.
You got to know about it for one. And then, you know, I just look at it. It's like a good drug dealer. You don't know until you know, you know?
Dude, that's what you need is a Tanya. Like, goon has Tanya that keeps it straight and makes it so he can have a company.
Yeah, right. I need to figure some now. You know,
well, it's a lot of work, dude.
It is a lot of work. I ain't trying to put into work and run around anymore and talk to everyone.
It's impossible to do everything. You need someone that's
You need a team.
Otherwise, you just can't. There's not enough hours in the day.
And I just have something from my last company that I just got so screwed. It's like it screwed me. I have like a, what do they call it? Like
PTSD.
No, not really that, but what's
a
it
brand?
Called?
I got it too, it's
like,
dude.
Like when you get so screwed by a chick or something that you don't like pretty much what you just don't date anyone
that's
anymore.
That's why I just say it's
like,
PTSD, dude.
PTSD. All right, yeah. I'll go with that. Dude.
I mean,
got some PTSD.
Dude, you're scared, bro.
Yeah, it's like I really don't want to like sign papers or anything anymore.
You
and
don't
want to
get fucked again.
Yeah, you know.
She's my French.
It ain't that fun,
dude.
Grabbing your ankles, bro.
Yeah, I've been jerked at like four different companies, dude. It's like
It's
like. You know, like one of them, someone was stealing money out, a family member stealing money out the back door, dude.
Damn,
like,
that's
are
crazy.
You kidding me, bro?
Yeah, business.
And then there's certain businessmen that they actually think it's a game, dude. They got money.
No, it
is. And for them, they don't care about the money. The game is to get one
it's
over
about
on
doing
you.
Shit that other people
can I get
can't
one
do?
Over on this dude?
Exactly. I mean, that's what we're seeing with the whole governments and everything right now. And everyone's just. I mean, shit's wild right now, bro. It's a crazy time to be alive. I'll tell you that much.
That is true. It's actually a really insane time to be alive.
It's insane, bro. Like literally,
the fact that we can make gear.
We're making gear. People are talking about dropping nuclear bombs. There's like wars everywhere.
Who's talking about dropping nukes, dude?
I mean, I watch a lot of the fucking World War stuff. Well, because my special lady friend's Russian, so that's why. My special lady friend's Russian, so I keep.
Cats. Oh, she's up in the
yeah.
Dude,
her,
my French dog, my
Russian.
French bulldog's Ukrainian. So
oh, what?
I'm
yeah.
All up in
so
it
you
too,
know
dude.
They're
yeah.
up in it. You
dude,
know?
We
you
haven't been able to get a hold of the French bulldog farm.
Really?
I call it a farm.
And they're from what? Ukraine?
Yeah, we got them from Ukraine. Right in the main city there. What's the main city? I forget the name.
What? Kiev?
Yeah, Kiev. They have a huge. They've been like. Breeding French bulldogs for like a decade,
really?
Dude. And they haven't updated their website.
Well, you know why you haven't got a hold of them,
dude? I'm trying to be
they
positive,
got nuked,
bro.
I know. I don't want to joke about that, but that shit's crazy.
His
you
family
know?
Line might have been wiped out, dude.
Yeah, I mean, Luna, how far back in history do you go? You know what I mean? I mean, I thought they were all Russian.
That's,
I mean, I don't
dude,
know.
For,
I mean,
no, for real, that's the truth.
You know. Like
I
look at it, it's like if Texas
they've been bottling,
succeeded,
battling back and forth.
Yeah, I think it's something like that. It'd be like if Texas succeeded and then U.S. wanted it back and they're fighting. It's kind of the same thing.
Estonia was all up in that.
Yeah, I mean, I love history and all archaeology and all that shit. Like, I'm actually kind of a history buff, so
really?
I love all that. Yeah, I love all that shit, but. Yeah, it's cool to pay attention to all that stuff, you know?
Dude, the
history's fucked, dude. They're definitely taught us some shit that
not true.
Yeah.
I believe
a lot of shit out, dude.
Someone was saying what? The winner of the wars gets to write the history.
Yeah.
Basically.
Exactly, yeah.
And the family lines can basically write it how they want to like boost up their families.
Well, just how they're like deleting like your Instagram account or something
because they don't want that to be.
Think of when that back
something.
In the day, they're like, "Oh, we don't want that book out, or we don't want your family to even exist anymore. You never even hit the like." There's a ding, ding, ding. Yeah, dude, history's crazy, bro. It's just all wars and fucking pillaging and.
This is crazy, dude. And some people are gonna think I'm crazy for even saying it. I don't want to get put on that list that I'm one of those crazy conspiracy theory people.
Yeah. Oh, I'm one of them.
I am too. But so my wife buys and sells books. You can sell his books fucking everywhere right now, right? We have like 1,000 books here.
Oh, hell yeah.
And it's sick, dude. It's an awesome business that only she could do because she's such a fast reader and is so into it. But she buys like first editions, you know. They're special books. You got to research what is the points that make it a first edition, and sometimes they'll say it's a first edition. You get it, and it's not actually a first edition.
It's like a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Yeah, it's like a thing. Like how we like.
There's collectors, and she'll buy a book for like $20 to $50. Like this year,
you backlift 50 stairs, it's not 49. Like you know, this year they wrote
page 56 has an error in it.
Did you see that punctuation he used?
It's just like
he used the. No, that's sticky.
But like Dune is hitting hard right now because it's on the movies. Like, Isaac Asimov's hitting because of Foundation. But dude, she'll buy a book for $20 and sell it for $300 to $500.
Really?
It's crazy.
Dude. Yeah. Well, my book's about to come out from my cousin Josh.
Oh, for real?
What up?
When's Foster, that dropping?
It's called Foster Literary. Him and his wife started it. They're both PhD writers. Great writers.
Edition, dog.
Yeah, I'll get you a
sign.
First
sign.
So yeah, Josh, what up? So
what
Josh.
Up, Josh?
Josh Foster, my cousin, he's been writing this book for like 10 years. Dude, if you don't drop it soon, bro, like after this, come on, bro.
Dude, let's drop it.
Let's drop it. We get your wife to order them. I mean,
let's go.
No,
I want to hold on.
And that's
going to
have all the crazy
edition,
stories because that's like he spoke Spanish, right? Like, and when I was stuck in Colombia and motherfuckers were like bombing out in front of my hotel where I was staying, I couldn't even leave my hotel because these skater kids turned on me. Like,
what do you mean they turned on you?
I had to take my cousin spoke Spanish, so he was the one talking. They extorted me and my passport, so they were trying to get me. They had my passport. They just turned on me like they were my friend.
How can we make money out of this?
They were my friend, and then next thing you know, I get knocked out by a motorcycle helmet, and I'm like bloody everywhere, and then everything went to shit. But so
were they just trying to get money from you?
Yeah, extort me, straight up extort me, if whatever.
I mean, that's what happens.
So he got involved. He spoke Spanish. He had to get the hotel involved. And then there's like, it was so crazy, bro.
They straight up got the authorities.
Oh, yeah. And then when I went to leave, I'd been in Colombia too long. I've been there a year, bro.
Stay too long.
I was there a year, and you're only supposed to. I'm like, oh, I'm a typical gringo American. They're always like, oh, yeah, we could stay 6 months, blah, blah, blah. But they're like, Colombia is one of those spots where every month you got to check in to DOS.
Yes. China's like that every 3 months, I think.
Yeah, so usually it's 3 months, but I'm sure China's probably a month. Yeah, but they're like, yo, what are you doing here?
You have to like leave for a day or even a minute.
They made me leave, and I had to make a flight. I had to go to DOS, go talk to all. It's like they were pissed, bro.
Dude,
but my cousin got me out of that, and so I mean that's just one of the stories.
The stories that are in the book.
He's been kind of paying attention through the years.
That's sick.
So it's going to be all the crazy wildness, you know? But like, so we'll see.
Yeah, dude. That sounds
so we got
awesome.
That going.
We don't know when it's going to drop.
I mean, he's got it done and they're just revising it, you know? He was working on it when I was there.
A publisher? Is that what you're looking
for? No, they have a publisher. They're their own publishing unit now. So Foster Literary.
Dude.
So yeah, out of Idaho. So hopefully soon it should come out, but we got that going.
Do we know the name?
We got close. Yeah, it's going to be called Send It for the Sunset Shot.
Send It for the Sunset.
Yeah, because when we were younger, he had a lisp, and we could never say it. And I can never say it. So it's Send It for the Sunset Shot. But since we both can't say it.
You say that good, dude.
Well, I've been practicing.
Send It for the Sunset Shot.
Send It for the Sunset Shot.
I can't really get it.
Well, my dog's name's Sasha, too, so I'm always like, Sasha, Sasha.
Sasha.
Sasha. Sasha.
Sunset Shot. I like that name, and I'm, you know, as a photographer, I wait for that Sunset Shot.
Yeah, that Sunset Shot.
So back to the books, dude.
So, yeah, we got that coming out. Then hopefully a movie. My boy Simon, he said he would play me when a movie comes out.
Really?
So we got plans.
Why don't you just play yourself?
I'm not an actor, bro. I can't act.
Not even yourself?
Uh-uh. If it's something like that, I've tried,
you'll be standing
dude.
You're going to stand there in the set and be like, no, that wasn't it.
That wasn't right, bro.
That's not the emotion I had.
I chain smoked those spliffs. 73, no.
You need to smoke. More.
Yeah, more.
Smoke.
More smoke.
And you have to actually smoke. You
more smoke.
This role.
Less fucks given. Buzz rag, bro.
Let me tell you what I learned in the conspiracy realm.
What? The truth?
No, the truth. So there's... She gets all these old books. I have books that are hundreds of years old.
Yeah.
In this... Not these. These are kind of the throwaway. But there's... I have like a one book that's like 300 years old. And
really?
And you get them, you're just like, dude, this is insane.
Really?
So you know that all that stuff around... Manifestation, The Secret, and all that.
Yep.
So she gets all these occult books because they sell really well. And certain amount of time ago, like witches and all that shit, right?
Uh-huh.
The government. So there was a time when educated people like Thomas Edison, very rich people or very smart people that like did stuff that we all back and use today. There was a time when they were writing books on the occult.
Oh, yeah.
And talking about it, like the whole thing with the guys that were able to turn lead into gold or whatever.
The alchemists. Yep.
So they were writing that this was like a real thing. No bullshit. Like it wasn't science fiction. And magic, there was good magic bad magic. So I started looking into these books, and it's the same thing as The Secret. It's all the same exact thing, but told a different way and called something different. And what happened was the government shut it down.
Really?
And started putting propaganda out that it's all Satan. It's bad.
Oh, yeah.
And
I mean,
it's like Ouija boards, that shit. They turn that into a joke. I found a book about the planchette, which is that the thing that you push.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's like a full science book on that he tested with his family and wrote about everything that happened with the year they were testing it. And it wasn't even a Ouija board. That became afterwards because the government made it be like this thing that they put in as a toy.
Really?
It's not real. And if you say it's real, you're crazy.
Yeah.
And they just basically steered everyone away from it. The witches that were doing the actual real manifestation,
all the pagan shit,
they
all
put them in the water and put stones on
a
them.
A duck.
Yeah. So they basically turned everything into a big joke. And if you follow it, you're crazy.
No, I know, 100%.
And then they shut it down. And I guess for like 50 years, 100 years, anyone who talked about it was crazy. And then all of a sudden, manifestation.
Yep.
And it starts coming back. So I found all these books where it's called different things, but it's the same exact
the same
content.
Thing, yeah.
And
what's that? Just putting out good, whatever energy you put out, that's what you kind of get back.
It's nuts, dude. This one dude, basically the easiest way I found it outlined for me was this. You can't see electricity, correct?
Yeah.
You can't see Wi-Fi.
No.
You also can't see creative energy. And that's manifestation. There's enough for everyone out there.
Yeah.
You just got to grab yours. You got to ask for it. You got to tap in. You just got to grab this thing that can't be seen, but your mind can control it. Just like Wi-Fi. And once you start doing it, and it's the same thing as praying, but you're just praying to... That's why the church, the church actually still harnessed it their own way. But you can do it your way, and it's just your higher power, the universe, whatever. You don't have to be religious. But you tap into the energy, boom. It's
like
yours.
Avatar.
Just try
it. Yeah, that's why I like nature and shit so much.
And
you
tap
in.
Dude, you did it from when you were 16, dude. I want to be a snowboarder. Like, I'm
going to
be a snowboarder.
I'm
going to do this trick.
I have a writing from when I was like four. I can barely even write. And it's like, I want to be on a ski resort.
Yeah.
And blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, holy shit, that is literally what I'm doing. I'm like, it's going to be a ski resort. Like,
you were doing it. Yeah. You set your intention. You made it happen. And here you are. And it's like... If people you just don't think is bullshit and don't be negative, there it is. Follow the golden rule.
Yeah,
treat other people how you want to be treated, and everything's going to be
okay.
You're good
to go. Exactly. 100%.
Now, and there is an evil side of that. You can use it for evil, but
100%.
That's not going to work out for you in the long run.
That's the, I mean, dude,
it's crazy.
You could go down so many rabbit holes with this type of stuff.
She has books here that tell you how to.
Bro, the Anunnaki.
To sell your
soul
to the devil. She has a book that outlines how to do it.
Really? I was just watching this thing last night on the Book of the Devil. It's like the devil's Bible or something.
Yeah, dude, I think we have that here.
No, bro. There's no way. You probably have a copy of it.
Dude, we have some wild shit.
Oh,
the devil's grimoire, it's called.
Yeah. You know what it is. Yeah.
Dude, I had to put it out of the house because we got it.
There you go.
Some wild shit was happening. Like negative shit started going on.
But that's what I'm saying. That there's energies for good and bad stuff.
Yeah, vibrations.
So I don't watch horror movies. I try and keep all my shit positive. I'm watching stuff. It's like nature or lately I've been watching war stuff.
I mean, it's a reality, dude. This shit's going to happen.
I mean, it's just fun, dude. Like,
do you even have TV up there?
No, but I have my iPad that I watch.
You do?
You
guys don't get Wi-Fi.
I pay six. Well, I didn't have Wi-Fi until I got into my boy's spot.
Yeah.
And then they have Starlink. So it's like, I'm like full bars. Like,
well, Starlink's
that's ready
like
to go.
Satellite style.
For a year, I'd be like pulling up to McDonald's, doing that whole
doing
shit.
I think I talked to you once at a McDonald's. Yeah.
I mean,
like,
I drove to New York and back with no Wi-Fi, no phone. It's just, all right, let's roll.
Doing your thing.
Let's make it work.
Dude, what happens if you run out of cash or something?
You just make it work, bro.
You make it work.
You know what I'd always tell myself, though? I'm like, yo, at least we speak English. Like, I've been stuck in different countries where I didn't know the language. I didn't know anyone, but we're here.
Yeah.
We made it.
That's
what I'd always think. I'm like, we've done way worse.
Have
you
ever
got
in a scenario where you're like, fuck, am I going to get out of this? Or has it all been okay?
Colombia was pretty heavy.
The one you were telling me about?
Yeah, that one was pretty
heavy.
People
are waiting outside New York, your garage to beat you up.
Yeah, New York, I've had a couple crazy incidences, but no, we've been pretty, I was always like a good dude, you know, always fun to be around. I was never, you know, that's why I have a lot of friends, and but I think I've
put out that positive vibe scenario.
You know, like we all go through shit, you know, like I've gone through getting sober. Like I think I lost a couple friends. I was going a little ham on fucking Instagram. Cause you got to be careful which route you go down because you can get sucked in, like you're talking about. Next thing you know, you're in fucking a cult or some shit. You know what I mean? So you got to like be very careful. Like,
keep your eyes open and don't get sucked in.
You know, don't believe everything. Just take everything with a grain of salt. Just kind of soak shit up. Never stop learning.
You can go on the internet and if there's a weird thing,
bro,
you can have all the proof you want.
Oh,
if you want to find it, but then you'll find all the proof the other way too.
Exactly. So it's all the same shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? I look at it like, you remember the movie Fifth Element?
Yes, love that.
Remember when she finally gets a hold of the internet and she starts going through it all and she does it the whole, and then she's just so bummed. She's like, look. I'm like, yo, that's about to go down with the AI, bro. And like, we're about to get fucked up.
Dude, AI is wild, huh?
But I say bring it. I say bring it. Let's go.
Do you ever mess with the AI art?
I don't mess with any of the AI shit. That shit freaks me. Well, actually, today I take that back. Today, your shit pops up and they make an edit for you.
Yes.
So I'm like, let me just see what they got. Yeah. You know, and I'm like, holy shit, I ended up posting it because I'm like, I didn't have to do anything.
Was it a video edit or a photo edit?
A video edit.
Damn.
And it edited. I mean, I would have probably cut a little shots different, but it still did it all.
But it did a pretty good job.
It took 20 minutes down to 130 in like literally 30 seconds.
And it just pulled from all your footage.
Yeah. Well, I picked like 20 shots and it was probably like 20 minutes. And I was like, and then it's like, yo.
And it was a
put
Mac
song
it
to it.
Who did it? What was that program?
It was actually Instagram.
Instagram.
It. Yeah.
Dude, it's crazy, man.
It's fucked, bro.
It's like, how does it know the right clips to pick? It's nuts.
I mean, we all know, dude. You'll be talking with your boys or something. Next thing you know, you're seeing ads.
Yeah.
You're seeing ads for what you just thought about. I'm like, yo, dude, we're fucked.
These computers are smart.
Yeah, we're fucked, bro. We're fucked, dude.
Someone,
Johnny O'Connor, bro. We're fucked.
What is he? Is he into that? Elon Musk was quoted saying, like,
I think he's the devil, bro.
Someone said that he could be created to mess with everybody. But there was a quote saying, like, the genie's out of the bottle. There's no putting it back.
No,
talking to about AI.
I mean, they're already tricking humans. They're like saying, they're like, you know, the robot, are you a robot? And it will say, no, we're not. Like, we're fucked, dude.
Yeah.
This is what with, dude,
it's
so
like
much
the Terminator story. Like,
I mean, there's like Antarctica stuff. There's the moon stuff. There's flat Earth. There's like all the people in history that like Charlemagne that took out supposedly like 300 years. So we're not actually
but
not.
AI
in the year
is already like it's just here though. That's
we got
not
the,
like
we got the
like
moon-eyed people that came over with King Arthur II. You know the Welsh, because there's supposedly Welsh Indians that were here before even the American Indians.
You're up on your game
because the Cherokees.
What's up with the spaghetti thing?
Spaghetti theory or?
Yeah, there was like something I was researching about you and so.
Oh, well, that's when I was dealing with my court shit. And I was like, yo, what was it? I paid like $65 and I became a minister.
Oh, yes.
So it was the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. Like,
and
it's
you
a real.
That or
no,
that
it's
was
someone else created it. It's like one of those parody religions.
And you, so you became.
But in the state of Utah, they allow you to be able to marry people because it's like a real religion, you know?
So you
and I wanted to do it so I could wear my hat during my driver's license because you're allowed to wear it, like, you know? But it's just some
and
stupid.
Were you able to?
I like doing stupid shit like that.
Were you able to wear your hat?
Well, no, because my license is in Montana now.
Oh,
so,
geez.
It only worked in the state of Utah.
That's
now,
so crazy.
Now I'm a Montana boy.
You're actually a Montana resident.
Yep.
Damn.
Hell yeah. I love Montana. It's just I don't have a network that I have here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
I mean, you have family here and stuff.
Yeah.
Right? When your brother live here?
My two brothers.
You have
my
two
sister.
Brothers.
I have two brothers, a little sister, my dad. They all live here.
They all live here.
And then my aunt. And then my aunt's in Malibu. And then all my other family. My mom's
nice
side's
Malibu,
in Idaho.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's why you were up there skinning tates. Skin taters up
there.
Yep,
exactly.
Yeah, Utah's your spot, dude.
I like Utah. I literally tried to go everywhere else after shit went down with my ma's. Because I never thought I'd come back to Utah.
Really?
I was kind of against it. Yeah.
You're
like, oh, yeah, yeah. And then I fell back in love with it when I was staying with my mom. And then even after that, after the bomb hole, I kind of was like, oh, I went to Cali, I went to Oregon, I went to Montana, and nothing's the same. Like, you pull up here, and it's just like, ah, I love it here.
It's your spot.
Yeah, it's cool. That's where you learn how to snowboard and shit. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And we got mountains, we got city, you know, it's like
for outdoor stuff, it's the best state with the coolest people.
It'd be nice if we had an ocean.
What's
kind of,
that?
If we had an ocean, it would be kind of tight.
Yeah, just wait till that's, yo, this is, yo, they're making a,
oh yeah, what you were talking about.
They're making a wave pool up at that spot. Just wait, dude, we're getting a wave pool in Utah, bro. Paddle battles.
Dude.
You're not allowed.
That's going to be crazy.
Yeah. So I, yeah, so wave I'm hoping pool, I can just dude. Stick in there and Thomas keeps hiring me.
Is everything cleared out from the trouble you got in?
Everything's cool. We beat all my cases.
Bozong's just straight 100%.
The case got thrown out. The other one, I took a plea deal, and that's why I'm still rocking my guns. So everything's legal.
Oh, yeah, because they wanted you to they want to take that
because you're not allowed,
away from you.
Yeah, if you're a felon, you're not allowed to have a gun. So yes. I got mine dropped, and that's why I went to jail for a month, just so I got them dropped to misdemeanors, so just so I could keep my gun. So
what jail were you in for a month?
Oh, just Park City.
Oh, know? That's probably better than...
Yeah, it's one of the nicest ones. I'm not even going to say it's ghetto, dude. It was one of the nicest ones in the whole fucking
serious?
Country.
It's
yeah,
nice.
Bro, it was so nice. They were telling me. I was in there with my boy Monkey, yo.
What was his name?
Yeah, I was in there with this boy Monkey. I walked in, and because Park City's one where... It's when dudes are coming out of prison, like they're kind of, that's a halfway type dude.
Halfway
so
point.
They put me in with all the white boys, and I was with all these dudes that are just straight out of prison, right? They're just on their way to different spots.
Yeah.
And I walk in there and I was like, oh shit, here we go. Okay.
Yeah, here we go.
And this guy walks up to me. He's like, yo, what's your name? Well, Nate. He's like, yo, I'm Monkey. And he's like, yo, you look like a skater. You happen to know a dude named Miles? I think that's his name, Miles. It was something weird like that. He's a Provo skater kid. I'm like, yeah, I fucking know him. He rides for Milo. My brain is freaking out, but thank God for him because right off the bat, he
did
gave me his coffee.
Know?
He gave no, I actually really did know
oh,
him. I've heard of he's a sponsored skater, like one of the Provo kids. But
so
yeah.
You were in?
Yeah, I was in like Flynn right off the bat, so it was pretty cool. But you know,
would there have been trouble?
But I was sent in jail. I'm like, this is fucking easy, man. They feed you 3 times a day. It's just boring. I'm like,
dude, if you lived in the streets, I feel like jail.
Jail's great. That's
jail
I mean,
might
you know,
be a nice alternative.
You're in a little close quarters sometimes, but I mean, they feed you 3 times a day.
You weren't in prison. You were in jail.
I was in jail, yeah. Not prison. I beat the prison case.
They say prison's even better.
Jail's worse because you just sit there in the pod. Prison, I guess, supposedly, I've never been, but...
You have more freedom to go about.
You can go and do stuff. You can sew. You can get a job.
You can be sewing 24-7 up in there. Not 24-7, you know? But at least 12 hours.
So thank God we beat those cases and we're on best behavior right now.
Food was okay?
Food is all right, yeah. Food is... Everyone was cool in there.
No fights?
No.
Do you see any fights?
No. Because they kind of already separated us.
They do right away. They eye you up.
Yeah, all the amigos, they kind of figure out. So that's why it was just all the white guys.
Your
and
tattoos,
all the
though, probably threw them for a little loop.
Yeah, but after a while, everyone kind of gets it. They're like, they hear my voice, and they're like, oh, he's one of those kids. I remember when they were like checking me in, though, and I'm like, I didn't realize it, but it says YOLO. And there's a little bag right there.
Oh, shit.
I don't know if you can see it, but I was like, I'm sitting there. And
they eye up all your tattoos.
Yeah, and the cop's sitting there, and he's like, hey, nice YOLO tat. And I'm like, oh, yeah, sick, right? And then he's looking, and right next to it's a little bag. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's a painting. It's a mountain. But how I look at it, it's a mountain.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, it was a bet, you know?
Okay? Dude, that's crazy. Dude.
But, yeah, I mean, it's been.
And so what, they keep you separated from other gang people that might
they
be in
said
gangs
they keep
and,
the gangs in the and it's all segregated in jail, you know. I don't know, it's different in every county, but I think that one it was just a bunch of white boys in there and everyone
mountain jail.
There was two.
I heard that new prison's kind of sketchy.
I mean, all the prisons are sketchy as shit, you know. Even I could see where shit goes down, you know. Like one time I slept in and Monkey and them were just fucking with me and they like went to like they like I don't know what they did. They like he's like, oh, is it going to put the pillow over your head? They kind of just shook me to wake up. And when I woke up, they're like standing over me. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, we didn't want to do the pillow over you. Because he's like, we didn't really know you. Didn't know if we were going to start swinging on us.
Yeah,
and shit.
But some I was people like, might instantly go for it.
There's a lot of free time in there where a lot of shit can go down. You know what I mean?
That's true. All you have is free time.
Yeah, it's just free time. And there's, you know, so thank God we got out of all that bullshit. And we're keeping it crispy.
Good
and,
for you, dude.
I mean, you know.
That's got to feel
sometimes
good.
It feels real good. It's like I said, it's the best trick I've ever done, and I'm still doing it. You know what I mean? It's
still
that same
going down.
Feeling. Every night and every morning I wake up, all right, another day, let's get it, you know?
I like where you live, dude. You're away from a lot of trouble, you know?
Well, because I'm still human, you know? Like, if I surround myself with, like, my friends going to the bars or, you know what I mean? Like, I've done it. Like, eventually it starts wearing on you and you start thinking about it and it's not a big deal. And next thing you know, you're relapsing and I'm fucking puking. You know? It's just
especially when you're talking alcohol.
So, I'm a pretty wild kid and, you know, snowboarder, skateboarder kids are pretty wild. And so all my friends are wild. So I just kind of...
You're only human, dude. If you do fall, just... You know, wipe yourself off and go straight.
But because, you know, you get back on the horse, you know.
You've been a long time, though, man. I feel like you're past it.
Yeah, but still I find I sometimes fool myself into thinking that, like, oh, I used to have so much fun.
I could have won.
I was always with chicks and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you already blew it, dude. You fucked it. So now we're on a new one.
Good for you, dude. What about, you still talking to the Russian girl then?
Oh, yeah. I talked to her today. She just told me. So I made two of those 162 powder boards, right? Yeah. And she was getting it sent down.
Well, you said one stuck at customs, right?
They lost it. They don't even know where her bag is. So now there's only one left. But yeah, that's I still talk to her all the time. She's my special friend.
You guys are just good friends now then, huh?
Yeah, she's just my dearest friend, you know?
That's so tight, dude.
Yeah.
How are you going to meet girls up there in those mountains?
I don't meet girls, dude. I'm a monk now, bro. I ain't trying to give it all up, bro. I ain't trying to wine and dine nobody, dude. True. Like,
it'll happen when it's ready to happen.
If she wants to come back, she can come back. Or, you know, I don't even think I'd even let another girl come hang out.
But really?
I'm pretty good, you know.
Well, you got your dog.
I've chased chicks around, I've lived this crazy life. I'm like, okay, if someone wants to come hang out, they can come see me up in the mountains. I ain't gonna lift a finger.
And you get into it too, though, so it's probably good that way.
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of selfish, so I like snowboarding. I gave up everything for this shit, you know. So
you ride every day.
I try to, yeah. Even if I don't get a run in, I'll still hike Sasha up and
just
let her
get
run
her
down
energy, and you get something.
Yeah. So,
any snurfing up there going on, or just all straight shred?
I've tried pow surfing, but dude, it's hard. I spent my whole life learning not to fall, and I get on that, and I start eating shit, and I'm like, okay, it's fun, but I like being able.
To do your thing.
Not falling, dude.
Any you jumping on any handrails ever?
No, I did one back lip last year, and except Berkside, he's got a little park, but no, it's scary, bro. I'm like, whew. I'm like, we still don't got insurance, so I ain't trying to.
Damn, dude,
it's the same shit, dude. Just don't fall, but now it's not really worth it to me, you know. I'm like, fuck, we'll do it, have fun, but
you have no health insurance.
I had never had health insurance. Oh, but it's
free, dude. You can get it for free. Well, but you gotta sign up at the right time.
I just passed for this. So I've never gotten food stamps or anything like that, but I passed for food stamps and what up, players? I was multi-millionaire food stamps. But we don't even go collect them. It's in Montana. I haven't been able to make it back to Montana.
You just have a stack of stamps over there.
Well, I mean, hopefully, if I can get back up there, dude, buy some shit so I can make it back up to Montana. And get my food stamp.
I feel like I'm on some
ODB type shit, dude. Some old.
Wasn't ODB on food stamps?
Yeah, he was on food stamps riding around in a limo with like 30 kids. Damn, bro. I remember dude. That. I was like, fuck.
All from different mothers?
Yeah, all from different mamas. But
you don't have any kids out there.
Me? No, I don't got no kids.
Good move.
Yeah, I think I lucked out. Damn, I mean, I'm dude. A kid myself, so that's the thing, you know? Like,
at all the traveling you did, what was your favorite stop? Besides, I know you said you liked living here was the best, but as far as traveling.
I really liked Australia when I used to go to Australia. Yeah.
That place is cool.
Yeah, it was cool. Back in the day, it was loose, too. You know, I've heard it's different now, but...
Oh, yeah?
I just thought if I was in Australia, I'd be surfing or something. People are like, you're like taking a run and seeing a wombat. You're like, what the fuck?
Dude, there's wild shit running around.
Yeah, you're not at the top of the food chain there.
No.
But I like that. That was fun.
The kangaroos are cool as
Japan
shit.
Japan was cool. Yeah, Japan. Kangaroos are cool.
Japan's one of my favorite spots.
Japan's cool, yeah.
They probably liked you in Japan a lot, huh?
Yeah.
No shit, dude.
But I mean, it was all cool. It's all, to be honest, a lot of it's blurry.
So much goes down.
It's like, oh shit.
I feel like it's just that you traveled a lot. It all blurs into one.
Pretty much,
Once you start talking about it, stories start popping
start
in your head.
Start pinpointing it in, and then you start going through the memory.
And it's probably not blurry because you're partying so much. Maybe.
You just got to, like, kind of focus on it. Yeah, it comes back, you know.
For me, it's just that you go a lot of places, a lot of shit happens. And
it's like, it's all the same shit after a while, you know. That's what I say. I'm like, you travel enough, you start to learn that everywhere is the same. no matter how cool the view is when you pull up, you'll be sick of it in 6 months. So,
but you were the dude who stayed. You'd go to a place, the rest of the crew would leave, like we were saying, yeah, and you would just kick it.
Yeah, I'd just go out and meet some kids or be with the kid that was on the team. Like, yo, let's roll around, see how the locals do it, you know? Because back in the day when I left the church and I was like, okay, I just want to, I really want to see how people live. And that was my whole thing. Like, and you don't really get that experience unless you dive in and like leave the team, leave. So it was just me and like a homie or me by myself, like trying to figure it out in a different country.
Sick.
Seeing how the locals roll. Yeah, it was fun, dude. It was cool. It was crazy.
Well, I wouldn't leave the church. Like, what are you saying?
Well, like, I mean, because I grew up Mormon, right?
So you're that
immersed. I mean, I wasn't into it, but I mean, of course, it's just like, you know, it's in the back of your head all the time. But
did you go to like say to the church, like, I'm out, like your parents? And
yeah, I just was like, yeah, I'm going to do the snowboard thing, you know? And I remember from then, I was like, all right, we're just going to see how people live, you know, see how everyone else does it, because I'm just going to soak everything up like a sponge and, you know, make my decision like at the end, you know, if we make it to the end.
Yeah.
You know? So we're here right now and we do what we do.
That's cool. You know? So you would really get embedded and just see what the people are all about.
Yeah,
what
they just eat, leave your past life behind and just see how they do it. I mean, when I was in Colombia, I was in places that they're like, yo, gringo hasn't been here in over 30 years, bro. Jeez, like, we were in the hood. We were doing this shit called diamond powder. And then when we went back to get it, the motherfuckers jumped the fence and murdered the fucking dude that we... Dude, there's some crazy shit, bro. There's some heavy shit that I went through that I was like, motherfuckers don't even know. We still hear motherfuckers, Bodrick!
So you're saying you were in some situations that it might have ended out that you weren't getting out of them.
But I was just such a good talker, and that's how I rolled, you know? And people, like, I just was very good at diffusing situations.
Instead of being that abrasive person.
Yeah.
That, like...
Well, when you travel, I mean, you traveled a bunch, and especially being American, and you go to other countries, you're kind of on the defense all the time.
Yes.
You're like, what football team do you ride? You're like, what, football or soccer?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they're like, what do you do? Like, you're always kind of, they're always kind of attacking you, right? Like,
they want to know all about you.
Like, you have it so easy there. Like, for all, you know what I mean? Like, you're always kind of on the defense being when you're traveling. Like, you kind of, you can't be all like gung-ho like you're French, you know what I mean?
Like, yes, like you're French. You can't come at them all aggressive and
exactly.
My way's the way. Oh, wee wee.
You know, so you're kind of on like a neutral when you're traveling, you know what I mean? You got to be like, you just kind of got to roll with the punches, right? So... Yeah, but I mean, after a while, that you get lost and you kind of got to pull yourself together and figure out, all right, what do I really stand for? What do I really do? What do I love? What, like, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
it's been a rough road, but we're here.
You learn a lot about yourself in those situations, right?
Bro, go not talk to someone for 4 months in the middle of the woods, bro.
Dude,
you'll learn a lot about yourself.
What was that about, dude? That must have been crazy.
It was nuts, dude. It was weird even when I first saw like human life. I was like, it was weird, dude. It was fucking weird.
Dude, whenever I'm listening, I like to listen at night to help me sleep. I listen to those, like, scary stories.
I listen to those every night, the Dogman stories.
Yeah,
and the
dude, all that I love them.
Yo,
dude.
I love that shit.
I don't know why it helps us sleep. There was a reason what it does. It makes you sleep. I don't remember
just
why.
Just because, I mean.
Oh, it's like a defense mechanism. Yeah. Scary stuff, like you want to curl up.
Because that's how it was back in the day. At night, it's just kind of creepy. You don't know what's going to go down.
Well, and it always seems like the shit goes down. Out in those places where
it does,
you were.
Always does.
Did you see anything weird?
In Montana, there were some weird noises I saw a couple times. And I was like, fuck. I mean, that's why I started running around with the gun. I was like, all right, dude. And the little 9 wouldn't even do anything, dude. It would just bounce off one of those things.
Dude,
you know?
But I've decided I'm never going out in the middle of nowhere again, dude.
But
alone.
But you get used to it, though, and you start to love it. You know? And then you start to, like, now I'm like, that's kind of why I find myself.
You embrace it.
Yeah, once you get used to it, you realize how good it really is. You know? You're not always having to, like, say why you're doing something or what. You know what I mean? It's like you're just kind of on your... And
being,
it's tough,
being
though.
Out there for 4 months, no contact.
Well, so I put it like, because I used to watch, you know that show, Into the Wild, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's all cool. Everyone's like, yo, I'm just going to leave everything behind and fuck everything. And that's what I was all about, right? And then I was like... When you go to do it, you're like, oh, fuck, well, the movie, he eats the berries and he dies.
Yes.
But what happens if he wouldn't have died? He probably would have left and gone back to civilization.
Eventually would have got out of there. Yeah.
He probably would have got the hell out of there
and
wanted to get a cheeseburger, you know?
Yes,
like
eventually.
Because it's tough, bro. Like, to do the whole survival mountain, it's hard, bro. Like, I tried and it's hard, dude. You gotta
to survive off the land.
You I mean, you gotta know what the fuck you're doing.
Fuck yeah, dude.
You gotta trap shit. Me, I mean, I was not even.
Dude, that show Naked and Afraid, dude.
I've watched not the naked one, but I've watched the Alone one.
Yeah,
that's kind of. I wanted to go on that too for a little.
Would
bit.
Would you?
I would go on that for sure, bro. Without a,
you think
I wouldn't
you
even
could trap? You could trap some shit.
It's not that hard. It's really. I mean, I always look at. It's not like doing a double backflip. You know, like really, there's not that much things that are harder than that. Like that type of shit, or like, you know,
double backflip in the pipe.
Ooh, not, yeah, I wouldn't that's even hard. Never, I've that never is hard. Dare. Yeah, no. Yeah, we keep it. We won't be doing none of that shit.
I would rather go trap something for sure. You think then you could skin? Obviously, you could. You got all those skills. Skin the food.
I mean, we did one grouse this year.
Sick.
And me and Andy were like, fuck, how do we do it? And we're like looking at it, and they told us how to do it. But that was our first one. He just got his first elk, and he dressed it all down. Him and Grimes. What up, boys?
Grimes.
You know Grimes? Yeah, we've been sailing with Grimes.
He does a lot of that, huh?
Yeah, he does a lot of hunting. He just gets in there. Rah, rah, I saw footage of him. Yeah, yeah, he
dude, he's gnarly,
it.
Huh?
He's gnarly, yeah. Grimes.
Travis Wood comes out and
Wood,
goes,
yeah. What up, Wood? Yeah, he told me he was, yeah. You know, what I was like, no way.
Yeah, they go out a lot, dude.
Because I've not paying attention. I've been out of the snowboard scene, yeah. So it's kind of cool. Like seeing, I've been kind of getting back into it slowly but surely. But it's cool, you know.
Seeing people,
yeah, I like seeing people. Like, hey, what up? What are you guys doing? You know, everyone's kind of doing the same.
Dude,
thing.
People probably thought like, who knows what happened to you when you were gone for 4 months,
bro?
Were you like off social media, or you pop? You
no,
pop
I was in. Still, I was still
able kinda, to get some.
Yeah, well, because Tanner had Starlink, so I was, like you said. I was taking up mad data. I was posting, dude. I was probably posting way too much, bro. But I was kind of losing it, but we kept it pretty crispy.
Yeah, dude. There's a lot of people I talk to that just follow your shit and are so interested in what goes on, you know?
I mean, I don't know if it's hurt me. It used to do a lot of good for me. But now, like, this cancel culture, they're kind of like, what the fuck? But I don't, you know, it's cool.
You don't really do anything that's worthy of getting canceled. You just got to be you, but...
You know, just I talk shit sometimes, but I've been working on it, you know? I'm sorry if I talk shit to you guys, you know? We're working on it, you know?
You'll talk shit on the gram, you'll...
Yeah, well, I mean, I was talking some shit, like, cause I guess I'm kind of like hardcore snowboarder, and I was like talking some shit, cause everyone I see now is riding ski companies, and I'm like, yo, what happened to the hardcore snowboarder? But I get it, you need a paycheck,
dude,
right? You
it's
know,
tough
so
out there for people,
and I know it's tough, you know, so I get it, you know, I ain't hating on nothing, but you know, there's still room for.
So you guys are getting into it about that? He was just like, I gotta do it.
I was just kind of talking shit on a lot of people. But like it's like posting up Solomon rollerblades, and I was like, but I mean, then I was like,
"That
dude,
is true. That's the truth."
But then at the end of the day, I really don't give a shit what you do, as long as you get a smile on your face and you ain't fucking with me, then we're good. You
that's
know?
So true.
I don't
dude.
Really care what you do.
That's so true.
You know,
let people do their thing.
Let people do their thing. Let me do my thing, and we're good.
There's know? No reason to come after people.
Yeah, nah.
So what's next, dude? What are your moves?
I don't know.
Just get
I pretty much haven't
open.
Changed since day one, dude. Since I was like five, so we'll just keep it trying to shred.
Since I was five,
yeah, that's when I started skiing.
That's
so.
When you got this first tattoo.
No, that was I went for two, but I only got
what
one.
What was your first tattoo?
The stars on my arm. You remember Galen Justice?
Oh,
yeah,
dude.
Galen gave me those. Yeah,
dude.
What up, Galen?
What? He's still
yeah, Shane
sweet
Justice.
Needles.
Yeah.
Sweet
needles, yeah.
He's still doing this, dude.
So he gave me so those are like a couple of my only real tattoos is from Galen, because all my other ones are just like kind of shitty from myself or whatever. You know?
You should have got some in jail.
I know, right?
I did
do a big old Bozrick tag on my bench, and they're like, oh, don't. Monkey's like, don't do that, or you'll have to come. I was like, oh,
especially
I didn't
in
know
Park
that.
City, dude.
Yeah, it's like,
what happens if you do it?
Supposedly, there's some rule, like if you graffiti on, like in jail or something, like there's some phrase
oh,
you said,
no.
Like if you do it, you'll be reading it later. There's some phrase
it's
were
like
saying.
A
it's kind of like a bad luck type
yeah,
thing
it's
to
an
do.
Omen.
It.
It's an
yeah,
omen.
It's an omen. Yeah, yeah. But woo! I was like, I passed. I didn't know before, but afterwards, I was like, oh fuck, okay.
That's a sketchy omen, dude.
Yeah, but there was.
It's like you're leaving a piece of yourself to come back.
Yeah,
you're gonna come back and see it.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. It was something like that. I'm like, okay, we ain't doing that again, you know.
Dude, but, you're not going back there. Bro.
No, fuck no, dude. We're not going wood.
Dude,
I'm on best behavior. Bro.
I found though, you just stay in your own lane, dude. You're,
yeah.
You know what I mean.
Stay in your own lane. You don't
avoid
get mad at
the
people.
Police, even if you're doing the right thing.
Yeah, exactly. You know, even when they coming around, like. I was checking my Wi-Fi down by the river, and some people by the canyon called the police on me. And I'm literally, I'm in my Jeep. Just I was like, "Yo, this is a nice place to like be by the river, right?"
And someone called. The police
I got the police called on me, bro. And I was like, "He was like, oh, okay, I get it."
But so still, I'm up. Sitting there with my gun, everything on me, yeah. just rolling. I'm like, yo, thank God I'm like sober, you know. But yeah,
that's crazy.
You know, rich people though. There's a lot of nosy rich people. They're like, this guy's sitting in the canyon. I'm like, bro, I'm checking my Wi-Fi and looking at a river.
Minding your own business. What could you possibly be doing?
So Wi-Fi has been an issue in my life. So it's been nice to be using the homies. You know,
we like seeing Skylands. You. Though. I love seeing you pop up. And
well, I've been trying to post like snowboard videos this year, dude, and stuff. You
keep
know,
it going,
like
man, that's what people want to see.
Not like I've been posting a lot of raw shit, just a raw, just run.
I saw the
know?
Snowcat
like,
on there.
Yeah, the snowcat's cool, you know. But I just like see it in my own head when I every time I go down, I'm like, fuck, this is I'm not even crossing tracks. It's so like dude. This is mind boggling to me.
Yeah, just
I'm not crossing pattern. Anybody's tracks, and it you kind of like. You know when you get all stony and you're at, like when you're younger and you try and get your munchies at the 7-Eleven yeah. kind of like fucking what's that movie with the how high where you just can't decide you know yeah. that's kind of how I feel like on an open run like where
you
do
know
I
where go?
I can go left right
what do
you kind of
do?
It's good, dude. I love it.
And you got you get brought back up by the snowcat or snowmobiles?
Yeah, the snowcat depending yeah. So depending how they run it, he's got a snowcat that'll fit like 10 people, but normally it's just me and the boss and. Couple dudes.
So there's a couple of you. In
yeah,
there?
It's just a private mountain, bro, and it's like you know.
Dude, that is next.
It's
level.
Pretty crazy. It's dude. Pretty fucking crazy. I'm like,
I love it, bro. That's
really how I know cool. my mom's looking out for yeah. me and stuff. Because I'm like, how did I end up back in Utah? And how am I still, you know? Now I'm working on a private ski ranch.
Dude,
you know,
epic.
And yeah, it's
like
pretty epic, bro.
It's and you're this old jibber too. That's what's cool. And then now
well,
here you are.
Well, that's what everyone thinks that I just only knew how to do rails. But dude, I grew up riding Brighton and yeah. Park West, bro. Like the only reason you don't see backcountry shit of me is because I was too lazy to go hike up the mountain. And I'm like, yo, you only got
a snowcat.
Yeah, you pull up to a rail and you just hop out. And you ride 2 feet, ride it, and leave. Like that was way easier, bro. But now I'm like, nah, dude. We're like,
what was your favorite trip you went on? when you were shredding like hardcore
shredding,
yeah.
I don't know. I think Japan. Those Japan trips stick
that
out.
That was back when they were like fanning out too, right?
Yeah, that was back when we were singing it. And that yeah. crazy shit went down that night with
yeah.
Jeffy. Rest in
yeah,
peace.
Those
yeah,
those kind of trips. Rest in
yeah.
peace.
Rest in peace, Jeffy Anderson. You're the best, homie.
Dude, that's that was one of his boards over there.
Oh, really?
How sick is that?
Yes, sick. I had two of his boards, but
you
I
did?
Guess the dude from Salty Peaks, what's his name, Dennis?
Yes,
I guess he got all my old boards.
He
somehow.
Got your boards.
Like, he's got my old collection of boards. Yeah.
Did he buy
but
them from somebody?
No, well, he somehow got them from my old lawyer that stole my house and all that shit.
Did he buy them or did he? Just...
I have no idea. Somehow, what, I just dude? Know he has them. Somehow, my the that bitch
wonder,
has.
How do you know he wouldn't give them back to you?
I just didn't even. I'm like, I'm not even going to deal with it, dude. I'm like, water under the bridge. And I want to give a shout out to One Law, Jason Velez. We wouldn't be doing this interview if it wasn't for you, bro. Thank you. And of the GoFundMe. Everyone that hooked it up on the GoFundMe to get that lawyer shit.
People came together.
Yeah.
And got you a lawyer.
The first one, he handled it like kind of pro bono. And then the second one was just the last one. And yeah,
how much money was raised?
10
you know?
grand, but it was probably like 40 grand worth of shit, but he did it for 10
for
you know?
10
yeah, so we
dude.
Got the deal because he was no one knows that he was the first investor in Bozrak back in the day.
Really?
He gave me and Maddie $5,000 to do boards, and we got them made. Remember when they were making those boards down at Miller?
Yes.
In Provo?
Yeah,
those were our first boards over down there. But
damn,
yeah,
dude.
He's a so yeah, we've been on and off doing shit.
You ever see him?
Last time I saw him was at court.
Oh,
yeah, he came out. Yeah.
Yeah,
he was my lawyer. But yeah, I haven't seen him since then.
Dude, I think that's a beautiful thing that the people came together.
It was awesome because I thought I was fucked, bro. So I love.
I mean,
there was
a big chance.
Oh, 1 to 15 years, bro.
Wow.
They were trying to say, and that was just for having a weed plant in my house. That wasn't for the gun shit.
Damn.
But it
so
was
that,
a CBD
the gun shit
plant.
Was stacked
it wasn't
up.
Even a weed plant. It was a CBD plant. But since I was on probation,
it really was.
Yeah. Of course, bro.
CBD plants.
I only smoke CBD now.
Me too, dude.
Only CBD.
That's funny shit, dude.
Yeah, it's great.
You know, it reminds me of that old, there's like a line in Batman, and I think Jay-Z put it in music, and then Tony Stark put it in his album. I don't even remember
what
the line,
it?
But it's about living long enough to become the villain, you know?
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's like
if
what
you're,
is that?
If
yeah.
you're around long enough, you're going to become
the
villain.
You're going to become the
and
villain.
And that's basically what happened to you.
Exactly, 100%.
I'm like, how am I the villain, dude? And I was like, you know, we beat cases, we changed the law in the states, you know, like.
But then you're just viewed.
But I get it, you know, everyone needs to get theirs, and it's cool, you know, but for some reason, I'm always still around, bro. Like,
you
can't get rid of me.
After that went down, and you're in the news, and you're in your, you're all over the news, your newspapers.
I was laughing in jail, bro. I was like, yeah, dude, we're back.
We're back. But did you get, like, side-eyed from people, and...
Oh, yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy. Oh, yeah, because right when I got out of jail, that's when I was still drinking, and I went right to the bar on Main Street. And I'm in there, yeah, I'm at O'Shucks just sitting there, and then I come on the news while there. And I was like, what? Everyone started cheering. I was like, what up, motherfuckers?
You cheered?
Yeah, yeah, fuck yeah. But so half the people are stoked, and half the people are like, oh my God, we got to get this kid out of this town. Like, someone wrote some article that, like, I've only read, like, the first couple lines, but I was like, bullshit. They made me out to be, like, I was some terrorist.
Really?
Or some shit. They're like, we need this kid out of town, blah, blah, blah.
They wrote a full, like, put it in print.
Yeah, it's in print somewhere. I mean, just look up Nate Bozong, Fox News.
And it was in the newspaper. They were like, we need him out of town.
Yeah, it wasn't Fox. It was someone else. There's an article, but whatever. I mean, you know.
Like, it was so whack, you didn't even read it.
I didn't even read it. They made it look like I was hanging out the window with an AR having a standoff. And I'm like, bro, I was asleep. It was just
crazy. That's actually, at first, I heard the story like that. Like, yeah, no, it was such a different story than it really was.
Dude, it was such a different story than what it really is, dude. I'm like, bro, I was asleep.
Yeah, the very first story was like you were basically in a shooting match.
Yeah, 8-hour standoff, hanging out the window with the AR. I was like, bro, dude, no.
That's crazy how that happens, dude.
What up, Cody? Shout out to Cody. You know?
Shout out to that cop who recognized
you. Yeah, no, not shout out to him, bro. Fuck him. No,
he should have got you out of there, dude.
Yeah, I know, right? I mean, we lucked out, bro. We're
that's
keeping
the thing is, here you are. You're here. You didn't get 15 years.
And I learned my lesson, and we're keeping it crispy. You know?
And what is the lesson?
Just keep it crispy.
Keep it crispy 24/7, dude.
Lesson is be a nice person.
Yes.
You know, be forgiving. Be open-minded. Just be a nice person, dude. Do your thing, and it'll all work out.
That's the
don't
fact,
you hate it when
dude.
People say that? Yeah. You're like, yo, it's all gonna be better. You're like, shut the fuck
tomorrow
up.
It'll be fine.
You're gonna be good. You're like, shut the fuck up.
They are right though. You know, you wake up. You can panic all you want, but you wake up the next day, and it's like the same thing.
That's one thing I had to learn is like to not stress about shit you can't change. Yes. It's out of your hands. You know what I mean? You hope for the best, prepare for the worst.
All you can do is go through the motions and.
Do the falling leaf of life, bro.
Yeah.
The best snowboard trick still to this day.
It's the falling leaf.
I told Kayla it's the falling leaf. I'm like, this is the most underrated trick, dude. The falling leaf. Just ding, 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 ding.
It'll get you out of a lot of trouble.
It got me out of trouble just last week, dude. Yeah. I was like, yo, that's sick.
Is there any danger for avalanches where you're at, or is it pretty chill?
No, it's pretty chill. It's not it's not enough vertical. There's one, maybe two spots.
Yeah.
But the homie, he's just hired this, some ski patroller is going to come up and look.
And but like, he comes and, like, assesses.
Well, he's going to come and assess it because they haven't done it. So this is all, like, in the beginning stages, right? So everything's still new. Like, he just took the runs for the first time the other day. Sick. So we weren't even sure if he was going to want to keep making the – but he's so stoked on it. We're going to keep doing it.
Oh, and he could have shut it all down?
Yeah, yeah, you know, and just done something else.
But he hasn't
spent
much money yet.
He dropped a pretty penny.
Well, just to get the land, I guess. Huh?
Well, I that's some billionaire shit, dude. I don't know.
I mean, but, dude, that shit can't be cheap up there.
No, dude, it's everything's so expensive these days.
What's that zone?
Have you gone to the grocery store?
Yeah, dude.
Like, Kit Kat's like $2.
Dude, bag of chips is like $8.
Are you kidding me? It's had the most money I've ever had in 10 years, right? And I'm like, where did it all go? And it all went to food. I don't buy any alcohol.
Dog
I don't
food.
Do anything.
Yeah.
You know?
Dude, imagine, if you're buying alcohol consistently, that's expensive shit.
Yeah, right,
dude.
Bro. Get out of here. But that's the thing, in New York, it was all free because I was kind of like a
promoter.
Where
there's expensive if you're living there.
But if you know how to do it and you know the right people, everything's free.
True.
You know? So that was actually the easiest spot to be broke was there because.
How long did you live in New York?
On and off, 10 years.
10 years.
Yeah.
Damn, dude, you're like a New Yorker.
No, definitely not. No, I love New York, dude. I love it to death.
You remember New York City and now you're living up in the sticks. Just.
But, you know, you keep it gypsy. That's how it rolls, you know? You're never in one spot too long. So
I don't know. I feel like you settled in a pretty nice zone.
I mean, it happened unintentionally, you know? Like,
yeah.
I had no... But, yeah, and I'm thankful for it. And I just, like, you know what? Just work hard. And I liked work. And so
I mean, I work here hard when people order like a hoodie or something. I love doing that, dude. But it's not like paying the bills like the old Jeff shit, yeah. You know? But
Jeff. So we're getting close to 2 hours here.
Yeah.
I want to get and tell the people where can we find your stuff?
So I have my little online store. It's pretty much just so I can do customs for you. But if you want to just get normal prices, it's Nathan Hale Bozong at threadless.com. The goggles and the sunglasses are at diamonddonsunglasses.com. It's in the link in my bio on my Instagram at Bozrek. And yeah, I mean, shit's out there.
How's the custom shit work?
Custom, it's like you pretty much, I just do like, one-off.
Is there a way they basically send you a message?
They hit me up on Instagram, it's just me, and I'll be like, yo, what's your size? And I'll kind of let them, because I have like probably 20 different graphics on my online store.
And they can kind of pick a little
bit.
You
can pick, and then I'll order it for you, so I get the money first so I can order it.
Yeah.
And then
you got to order materials.
Well, I order it with a hoodie already coming. So I used to cut it at this, sew on stitches. Sometimes throw shit on the inside of a hoodie. Yeah. Like I made all this.
Yeah, so you have a neck gaiter in your hoodie. Yeah. Which is sick for where you're at. Where you're living. Oh, that's separate. Okay, that's in there. Dude, your hair is white, dude.
Yeah, bro.
That's fucking incredible, dude.
Right?
That is sick. Good look. Yeah, it's slightly blondish, too.
You know what the amigos were calling me? They were calling me Chupacabra this summer.
You're the Chupacabra?
They're like, yo, Chupacabra. They're all filming me and sending it back to the... They're like, yo, Chupacabra.
Dude, you got a very interesting look.
Yeah, you know, well...
Because your hair is not all white. It's a little blonde in there.
It's a little crazy, dude. It's a little blonde, but all my forums...
There's no dye.
Correct? No dye. I haven't dyed my hair since I was 18.
That's completely natural.
So my grandma was all white at like 19, and I started going white at 16, so it's hereditary. But yeah,
hereditary.
All my snowboard videos, you see me with darker hair, it's because it's dyed.
You would have had lighter hair back then.
Yeah, I had kind of lighter hair. It's like a light sandy brownish. Yeah. But now it's just like, well, I don't know what it is. It's just there.
Dude, you're a wizard, bro.
Trying, bro.
You look like a wizard.
We're trying. Wizard cowboy from
dude,
hell.
Dude, cowboy, dude.
Fucking
modern day tread cowboy over here.
Well, they were the first gangsters.
They were the first gangsters. Yeah. That's a fact, dude. You know? That is a straight fact. They were gnarly, dude. Yeah, I've seen Young Guns.
We're not talking ranchers. We're talking cowboys.
Regulators.
But now I'm a rancher.
Dude, you get any horse riding going on up there?
Nah. But in Idaho, we'll do it at my cousins and stuff. We grew up riding horses. But yeah, those horses are crazy, dude. They're like on a different level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I've heard.
That's a whole different.
I've heard that you get in with your horse, it's like a connection. If you really know what you're doing.
It's literally like the movie Avatar. Like you think to go left and they'll go left. It. Yeah.
Someone was telling me that like a year ago. Weird. I did not believe them.
It's weird. Yeah. Even in rehab, we had a little.
Is it rehab?
They're in rehab too. We had you have a little session with the horse, you know? Yes. And they're like, oh yeah, you become
did
one.
Did you, was this in Utah?
Yeah, I went to the Lindsay Lohan rehab, you know? Cirque. Fuck you, Cirque.
Cirque, I've heard about that place.
Yeah, I did it on my own, dude. Save your money. Go, just go camp.
Yeah, that's true, dude. Get someone to drop you off.
Straight
and leave
up.
You
get
there.
Get dropped off in the woods, bro, and you'll be good, dude. I'll pick you up 4 months later.
Too far from civilization.
Save a lot of money.
The horse place you went to, was there a dude named like D or something that was running
it? It's the same guy, yeah.
That guy's incredible.
It's an old
dude.
Guy, yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's got to be the same dude.
Sorry.
He was the one that told me, make your bed every day, and your day will just be that much better. And I literally make it every day since then.
We started doing it, too.
Yeah, it does. It makes your day a lot better.
There's something about it. Yeah, you make your bed. This is for all you guys out there. Start making your bed.
Start making your bed.
Every day.
Get one thing away from this, just make your bed every day.
Make your bed every day. And, you know, when you get back to it at the end of the night, it's like
It's like coming into a hotel room. You're like, oh, yeah, sick.
And it's just like you do that. You're starting your day right. You're setting foot the right in the right direction, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so let's leave it at that. Set your make your bed every day.
Make your bed, never stop dreaming. I love all y'all.
So for you real quick, are you going to keep making clothing then? Is that the
plan?
Keep
making clothing. Shred I'm still going to have some snowboards come out pretty soon too. I'm just waiting to get some money up so I can get an order in.
We got to you just got to keep it alive, bro.
Someone give me a loan out there, bro. I just need a loan, dude.
You need a head start. Yeah, to keep so you can get a stack going.
I'm good for it, bro.
He's good for it. He'll sell some shit.
Yeah, dude. we're still trying to do stuff. Keep it in the, you know, get in the industry, do clothes, do boards, work hard, you know, whatever.
Keep making cool shit.
Just keep busy, whatever it may be, and keep learning. Never stop learning. I know that
the community loves you. Everyone has your back, dude.
Well, I love y'all.
Seeing you looking so good, dude, is awesome.
Yeah, we're trying, bros. We're trying.
I love your look right now.
Thank you. You know? I was like, do I wear the hat? No.
The hat, for sure.
I was going to wear a beanie. I'm like, no, we're going to dress up a little bit. We're going to wear the hat. Good look, dude. We're going
to
wear the hat.
This is to your hat.
There we go, sir. Hey,
thank you so much for coming by, Nate, dude. Yo, love you, dog.
Mad love, homie. Thanks for having me, dude. Yeah, thanks dude. For having me. This was awesome, dude.
Right on,
mad
people.
Love, y'all.
Thank you. Yeah, Nate.
Fuck yeah.
That was dope, dude.
That was tight. Make sure I shut up.
So good, my dog. So good, my dogs. You know what I mean? And that goes out to each and every one of you.